The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I look out there at all of you wonderful guys, and I say to myself, what I wouldn't give to be 20 years younger and a woman.
Crossed over, if I ever have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Sounds very low to me, Peon. I mean, you know why? My headphones aren't plugged in. I'm listening to my own muffled voice. How ridiculous.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, I have them plugged in.
Boy, you know what? That
I
is
would
just
do that
so
today.
Typical today.
Jay, I agree 100%.
I'm worried about you.
Why?
Because you're getting in here like earlier and earlier. You're like turning into a horrible
Terry.
Not to
workaholic.
Terry,
I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's funny, but when I explain what happened to me today, I don't think you're going to think it's so funny.
Folks, he's referencing the fact that normally I'm in here anywhere from... Truthfully, anywhere from 2 to... Usually I try the latest 2:30, get in here, get some mail, you know, get a cup of Thomas coffee, kind of get settled, plug the headphones in. I rolled in here about 2 minutes ago, and I called Dan and said that I was running late. And if Terry hadn't done what he just did, honest to goodness, I wasn't going to say a word about what happened to me.
Mm.
Unless it caused me to come in after you guys got started and did the Burke segment.
Let's hear it.
And I guess I owe some explanation as to why I seem to be a little bit out of breath. I'm still under the effects a little bit of the surgical anesthetic.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Now I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty, a little bit concerned. Yeah, what?
I was actually going to be in extra early today. Just to make some calls and take care of some things. So I left the house about 11, I guess. And this just goes to show, it never pays to get in a hurry. I had a head-on collision on Interstate 40, and it threw me completely through the windshield.
Well, that's a divided highway.
I know, it was a wrong-way driver.
Oh.
The guy crossed over the median. Threw me through the windshield and over four cars in front of me. That's the kind of distance that we're talking about. And miraculously, my face, my head, the top of my head, I landed.
I think it got the top of your head.
Well, I...
No,
that was already, my hair was already gone.
Oh, yeah. That's the same kind of accident happened 35 years ago.
Yeah.
What's so interesting is that when I flew through the windshield and went literally over four cars.
I picture Homer Simpson.
You think this is funny?
No.
I still think you think this is a joke.
He's the only one laughing.
No.
I'm about to get up and walk out of here. This is serious. I went over four cars, and the fifth car in front of that was a convertible.
Oh.
So I literally landed in the back seat. That's what kept me.
Piece of good luck.
Yes. Oh, that is what kept me from getting skinned up.
Damn.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
The way that I landed, initially when I fell, I was draped over the front passenger seat and then fell back in the other seat, and I destroyed my spleen. When the Arch helicopter came and picked me up and took me to the hospital, they came in and said, we're going to have to do an emergency spleenectomy. We're going to have to cut your spleen out.
Wow.
And I looked at the clock, and it was 12:15. And I said, how long does that procedure take? He said, why do you ask? And I said, because I will be at work at 3 o'clock or a few minutes after, no matter what. I said, I don't care if I have to go in with a destroyed spleen. He said, well, you would die. I said, I'd rather die on the air doing the job I love than to let people down like my coworkers in the audience.
Wow.
I said, now, Doc, how fast can you get me in an operating room and get this spleen out? And then he picked up a little cell phone and said, code something, code blue, code, I don't know what it was, and people started scrambling. And next thing I know, I'm on a gurney. I got things in my veins, needles. Walked in. They said, count backwards. And next thing I know, I wake up. I've got a huge scar. And
a big old spleen hanging from the...
It was in a jar next to me.
Oh,
yeah, and I've got stitches, and I've got a big old bandage, and...
What's the first thing you thought when you woke up, when you came out of surgery?
I thought, I wonder what time it is now. Can I make it to the show? That's the first thing I thought.
Well, that's what that bulk is and that bulge around your midriff there. Is that
no, Dan.
Your bandage?
Bandage.
No, no. I looked down and saw that, and I said, this is unacceptable. I said, is there a plastic surgeon handy? And they said, well, I said, get the best in here that's in this building, and I want the finest plastic surgery. I don't want any signs of a scar. They took me back in. Count backwards again, and it put me out. Well, I woke up. You can't even tell I had surgery.
Wow.
And
so if anybody came in and
said, pull your shirt up,
looked you over, they wouldn't even know. It would seem almost as if nothing happened to you today except you being late.
That's exactly what it looks like. That's how good the surgeon was. Wow. I looked at the clock. It was 2:40. I jumped up off of that intensive care bed, and I ripped the IVs out.
Oh,
and they said, where do you think you're going? And I said, to the big 550, I've got a job to do. And I said, I got people depending on me. And I went out and got in my car, and here I am. And you know what? With no spleen, I feel, you know, pretty good.
They let you drive out of the...
No, they didn't let me. I said, this is not up for discussion. I said, Big 550 is important. Mm. People who are AM and the PM are important. I said, you people don't get it. You just have doctor and nurse jobs. You don't understand when people's lives depend on you.
I'm trying to remember, Terry, if you can even live, Terry, without a spleen.
Yes, you can, and I'm proof of it.
Yeah.
I sit here to tell you can.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I'm a little bit not prepared, but boy, oh boy, you just don't expect to go through the windshield and have a spleen cut out and plastic surgery all within 3 hours. You just don't expect.
And you're a little groggy yet, aren't you?
I'm a little bit groggy. I'm a little groggy.
So any misstatements or words that you kind of mix up would be a result today of
It won't really be
anesthesia.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a study in honor and bravery.
And dedication.
And commitment.
Dedication and commitment.
Stewardship.
Are a lie. You know, I chuckle at that because I know that you know me well enough to know it's the truth.
You would never lie about
somebody, I didn't know that happened.
Somebody just called. They wanted to ask the question, how did your car get to the hospital when you were taken to the hospital by the ARC helicopter?
One of the things that I said before they put me under, I said, when I wake up and get out of here, I want a rental car at the door so I can get to work.
Wow.
And that's thinking ahead. That's only thinking about the listeners.
All I was thinking about was, what about getting to work? What about getting to work? Mm-hmm.
And after a head-on collision, I'm sure your car is not in the greatest shape.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
I had my cell phone with me. It was not hurt. I called Steve Schaefer, and I said, Steve, my car was in head-on collision.
Here on Highway 40.
A lot of people might think it was destroyed. Oh, no, I'm on the way to work. I said, they picked it up, go get it. And I said, by the time I get off work today, I'd like that thing to be like new again.
Mm.
He said, that's almost impossible, but we'll do it. And hopefully by the time I walk out of here, He said it'll be in the garage, in the usual spot, like nothing ever happened.
I bet it's already in.
I bet it's out there right now.
Yeah. 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 And then he'll take care of the rental car and taking that back.
Oh, that's what he said. He said, don't worry about the rental car. We'll return it.
I'll bet big money if you go to Steve Schaefer, any of his places, you will not find Frank's car because it's already been fixed so fast.
That's why you won't find it.
Yeah. Hey, Pam wanted to say something too.
Well, I'd love to talk to her. Hello, Pam. How are you? Pam, you really, it's so nice to talk to you.
With that story you just told, I want you so bad right now.
Pam, you have to speak up a little bit because I want everybody to hear how badly you want me.
With that story that you just told, I want you so bad.
What, are you running insane asylum?
Pam, I don't want to be a hero. I didn't tell it to, you know, make myself look like any kind of hero. It's just you do what you have to do when you care about listeners, and I especially care about you.
Your wife is still out of town, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Well, women can't.
Call me later, and we'll discuss the details.
Pam, that is so tempting, and what an offer! I will give that some thought. Thank you, Pam, very much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Bye.
Yeah, chicks are impressed with
heroism. They know true heroism.
They know heroism. Yeah. They really do. Some of this other stuff they call being a hero.
Yeah.
Come on.
Somebody said that the anesthetic probably hasn't completely worn off, and you're probably swollen. So that's what I saw was the
bulk. That's the swelling in my midsection.
Yeah.
it's really bad today.
Well, it's called...
Oh. So it'll go away by tomorrow, you think?
No, they said it'll take about 6 months.
Hey, you better extend that to a couple of years. I always hear it takes a couple of years for the swelling to go down.
You know what they said? 6 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
That's what they said. Well, Terry, you know, when you had your surgery...
Oh, man.
Your stomach swelled up.
Serious heart surgery. You're swollen for 15 years.
And you're what, 5 years into it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what you got to look forward to?
I'm battling through
it. You know what? In 10 years, that swelling will go. Something to look forward to.
Or 11 or 12.
A lot of people don't understand surgery. Yeah, your stomach swells up. It's it's not a natural, your body reacts weird to that.
Anybody who's gotten a nose job, you see those people on television.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything's swollen.
Terrible.
That's exactly what happens. Well, if Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention a commercial. Thank you for letting me say something.
You know what I like to say?
Commercial I saw last night.
You know what I like to say with regard to the Burke segment? The person that goes first should be the prettiest person in the room. That would be
Terry. Terry, go ahead.
Yeah.
new Gatorade commercial. You have to watch for this. And they're talking about athletes that are dehydrated. And I think there's a runner, and there's a football guy, and a basketball player maybe. But I guess they use some of the same technology that they use in the movie Terminator, because as the person's running, they just kind of freeze and turn into a solid form, and then they just disintegrate. It is a really, it is so cool.
How do you know the person didn't really disintegrate? Who says it's technology?
Well, I said I guess. But watch for that. That's a very funny commercial.
Funny, unless it's that spontaneous combustion they talk about when people blow up.
No blowing up.
That's
here.
Cool.
Just cracking on.
Is that it for you?
It is.
That is something, incidentally, I would love to see a spontaneous combustion person.
Have you ever seen those black and white pictures where there's like just a calf sitting there and the rest of it is like ashes? The chair and everything surrounding it is gone, and there's just a calf.
I've read about it. Some people don't believe it.
You need a baby calf?
The leg.
I truly believe it. It's gases in the body, all this.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time with it. I believe there are gases in the body. I know that.
If anybody's going to spontaneously blow up in here, it'd be Dan, wouldn't it?
But that literally means your body burns. I mean, it catches on fire. It blows up.
Yeah. And it's so hot, too. They say it's a really hot fire that...
I got to tell you.
Well, it's the spontaneity. I mean, I don't get that. What do you mean?
I have a tough time with that. I've heard of it, but I've also heard... For everybody who says, it happens, there are people who go, that's ridiculous. It can't possibly happen.
Is that something that's ever been refuted or talked about on that show that looks at urban legends or other?
Who ought to do it? Penn and Teller ought to do it.
With their...
That BS show. They ought to go on...
Well, if it's BS.
Yeah.
We'll look it up on Snopes.
Yeah, I don't know because... Well, you can't really talk about it if it
if anybody listening thinks you're going to spontaneously combust, get on over here.
Yeah.
We'd like to see it. Now you got something.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be something.
Now, I could understand if it were misunderstood as like a lightning strike. And
no,
somebody was fried.
No,
right
these
there.
Are people inside their houses where nothing else was
burned. Yeah, sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
And one couple, a couple was dancing in England in the late 40s or something, and the guy spontaneously combusted. He blew up. He was gone.
And it's not even just blowing up like from pressure. They burn up, don't they?
Yeah.
They're just charred. There's like a shoe there or something. Like he said, a calf. And the rest of your body is just like it's been in a fire.
Mm.
Well, it's pretty weird.
Find some pictures.
What a way to go.
Pretty weird. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I got
Terry Daly, everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. In the continuing saga of the the women's movement and all things being equal, I was watching a billiards tournament today on ESPN2, a women's billiards tournament, and I was thinking, why is there a women's billiards tournament? It's like women, I am one of those believers that women should not be in combat. I think they just have every right in the world to be jet pilots and fighter pilots and stuff like that, but no combat because
right.
it's a physical thing. But
right.
billiards, why are there men's tournaments and why are there women's tournaments?
They should
There's
be playing
no
each other.
There's no reason in the world
I agree.
For it to be divided.
I agree. There's nothing about billiards. That
has strength as a requirement.
Right. Golf, I can see it. Ladies
yeah,
tees.
For sure.
But you're right. It's all about, in fact, I would bet you that there's an advantage to being a woman because women, I think, sometimes
more
have
finesse.
Yeah, they have more.
Unless the sanctioning organization for the men said, no, we don't want any women.
Well, maybe they did.
Yeah.
But
and
I'm
that
saying.
Would be the only reason I could understand.
Oh, and bowling, too. I mean, I guess there's
well,
some
no.
strength to that.
Doesn't that some power have something to do with some strikes? I mean, isn't
yeah,
some,
I think it
so.
Does. No matter what anybody says, if you've got more power, you can put more spin on that ball,
yeah.
hook on that ball with your arm than you can if you have less.
But the
power.
Women's averages are just as high as the
yeah.
pro men's averages.
My mom carried like a 170, 175 average when she was in her
80s.
And it's like horseback riding. Women and men both ride together.
In know. Those equestrian things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Anything else?
That's all.
Anybody else to Burke segment?
No.
All
I
right.
just, Dwayne has a traffic bulletin, so I could turn it over to Dwayne on my part of it.
Okay. Burke segment is officially over. We go to Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah, this is D for Big 550 KTRS with the traffic bulletin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, far out. What do you got? What do you have there, Wayne?
270 southbound right past 40. The highway is shut down. All lanes.
Do that again. 270 past 40. Which direction?
Southbound.
Southbound just past 40. All lanes shut down?
I just passed it. I didn't see any accident or anything, but they have every single lane shut down.
Well,
the cops blocking the road.
So you're going north?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. We appreciate that, Dwayne.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what it could be? The reconstructionist from my accident.
Oh, they're still running.
They're probably out there just, you know, measuring things. Right. Trying to figure out.
Measuring the distance.
Yeah, how
you flew
how was the
out
other
of your
person?
Windshield?
Yeah.
Person that hit you, the wrong way driver.
I really can't.
Oh, you don't know.
That's a little bit tough for me to talk about
oh,
right
sorry.
Now. Yeah, that's okay.
What kind of shape was it? Convertible?
Man or woman?
Into it?
That I landed in?
Yeah.
It was a big one.
Back tires were flat after I landed.
Oh.
Just from the impact, like a meteor, landing in the back of your car. Let's do a little fireplace chit-chat. What do you say? Arnold Stoven Fireplace Center. Hello to Norm. Hello to Ron, the Moss Brothers, and... a huge thank you to people who normally wouldn't have bothered to go to Arnold to look at anything fireplace or stove related except for listening to this show. And everyone who does is not only are they not disappointed, I get thank you notes, believe it or not, from people. Oh my goodness, thank you for Arnold Stove and Fireplace. We never would have gone down to Arnold, Missouri, because we would have, you know, been under the impression that the really big selections would have been in West County or would have been closer to downtown or in some big shopping mall. Not true. Here's what you look for. You look for selection. You look for people who are experts and who have a team of people that can help you if you happen to be remodeling or adding on or want to literally redo the room that's around the fireplace or stove. You look for price, and you look for service, somebody that's a pleasure to work with. And that's what happens when you deal with a family business like Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. If you haven't been for a while, I know it's warm. Warm weather's coming. You're not going to fire up the fireplace. But the smart people start making their plans. If they're building, remodeling, or just want to be ready when the first of fall hits to sit back and get the most out of that fireplace or stove, gas or wood burning, or, yes, electric, Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history, and we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide, so if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
A savvy investment broker selects a future hot stock from a sea of prospects. A literary agent recognizes the bestseller amongst a mountain of manuscripts. Stringent selection is exemplified when a Lexus dealer chooses a certified pre-owned Lexus. Each vehicle the dealer purchases undergoes a reconditioning process and the scrutiny of a fastidious inspection. And more than just a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty, each vehicle comes with the privileges and prestige of the Lexus ownership experience. All this is illustrative of the fact that when a Lexus dealer selects a certified pre-owned vehicle, they only buy the best of the best. So consider a certified pre-owned Lexus, available only at Blaza Lexus and Dave Munganess Lexus of St. Louis. Who are the previous owner stands behind their car? After all, they built it. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
See your participating Lexus dealer for details about the certified pre-owned program.
He got sideswiped by a big truck.
Not even 2 minutes from my home.
His car just got totaled.
I definitely thought when I had my accident that I wouldn't have my car for a while.
David and Ivy Chargaloff like the fast claim service they receive with American Family Auto Insurance.
We have a child, and one of us has to drop him off at the daycare, so we need two cars.
Having transportation is important.
It made our life very convenient that American Family took care of everything with such speed. We were very impressed.
We can definitely count on American Family Insurance. They have proved it to us.
We love American Family. We wouldn't switch. There's no reason to.
Call today for a free, no-obligation auto insurance quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at amfam.com. American Family. All your protection under one roof.
I'm pretty comfortable being out of control and being uncomfortable. And, yeah, you think you control what's going on around you, but guess what? It ain't all up to you. That's the light going on, that you control what you can control, and you learn how to ride the rest of the stuff with grace. Just don't panic and try and look cool doing it, you know?
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone?
Just more and more and more, I think. That is impossible to satisfy. Impossible. And I know that there's a certain kind of a comfort in the beginning of that, but the more I buck that, the better I feel. You know, I don't buy that lampshade, and I feel better that I didn't get that lampshade, because I didn't need the lampshade, or that extra credit card. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm totally satisfied, but I can see the peace in that. I don't want to want more anymore, you know?
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, "Nothing but my genius." That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. This V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. As for the distinctive angular styling of CTS, let's just say it's sharper than the famous Wylie and Witt. Is it conceited to call CTS world class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, it ain't bragging if you can do it. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Test drive a new 2005 Cadillac CTS and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
People, people, people of Illinois, you've been waiting. You've seen the jackpot grow and grow, and still it grows. People, the Mega Millions jackpot from the Illinois Lottery has now rolled over to over $110 million! Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now, people, people, with the jackpot now over $110 million, I need you to all do one thing. I need everyone to close their eyes, count to 10, and wait while I go and get my ticket.
The Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly.
338 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic, sponsored by Worry-Free MLT Vacations. Save $100 to Las Vegas. Save $75 when you purchase a package, plus $25 when you add a car, spa, golf, wedding, or sightseeing package. Call your travel agent or visit worryfreevacations.com. Restrictions do apply. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station is slowdown. And over on southbound 270, traffic is heavy from 40 through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge is slowdown. Northbound 55 starting to line up at Park as you approach the Poplar. Goodfellow at West Florissant. We have an incident and the road is closed to traffic. Ringer Road at Lomar, an accident with wires down. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Transmission problems? Don't take your chances. Take it to the experts. AAMCO, AAMCO. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the center nearest you.
Sunset Ford made a special purchase of 04 Mustang convertibles, 10 in stock. Now just $331 a month with no money down and 2.9 financing to qualified buyers. Only at Sunset Ford.
These lyrics. Is this one of those Oscar and Hammerstein?
Yeah.
I think it is. Alright, phones are all lit up, but we're going to give you the numbers anyway because, hey, be persistent. You'll get through. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. We start with Carl. Hello, Carl.
Greetings to my afternoon companion.
How's it going?
Hey, Carl.
Okay. My neighbor was over here before. And we're discussing this and that. Neither one of us has heard from Ray Vincent in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything happen to him, or is he gone from the company?
Well, it's public knowledge. It was in the paper. He is in the middle of some settlement, let's say, with his wife, and she is a key officer in the company. And I think part of the agreement and what they've decided on doing is that he will not, at least for now, be the spokesperson for the company. That's why you haven't heard his voice.
Oh, okay.
And that was, I think, by mutual agreement.
Yeah. By the way, do you remember that book I was publishing about fun with phonics?
I do. That barely it rings a bell.
It's where I give you something to look for in a real short scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm up to 175 of those now, and it's about to be published. Can I give you the last two?
Sure, we'd love it.
All right. You're looking for a line from a famous movie, Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
Oh, shoot. I wish you'd picked one I'd seen. I've never seen that movie.
right, you'll know the line.
Okay, if it's a famous line, I still might know.
Okay, the scenario is, the Wisconsin State Highway worker said, look, this highway is strewn with the rotting carcasses of our state animal.
Oh, a badger?
I guess you need to know the state animal. We don't need no stinking badges.
Mm-mm.
Badges? We don't need no stinking
badges. Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah. What in the world?
Carl, you know why he got it. He was the 1998 Trinity champion, St. Mary's Catholic Church in Belleville, Illinois.
All right, here's the other one.
All right.
A famous animated cartoon character. The scenario is, this friend of Tom Sawyer had a basset hound, but he died, so he buried him.
Tom Sawyer.
Famous cartoon character.
Is what you're looking for the name of the cartoon character?
Right.
Okay. And give it to me again, this friend of Tom Sawyer.
Had a basset hound that died, so he put him in the ground.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
It's easy to do.
Huckleberry Hound.
Excellent.
Yeah. Whoa, there we go. Pia Huckleberry Hound. Huckleberry Hound.
Now, when the book comes... I'll send you a copy when the book comes.
Yeah,
we'd love to have it. Carl, did you make all these up?
175 of them now.
I'm telling you something, man. This is a pretty. This is a good talent you got.
How about
here?
One about Jack Buck?
Go.
Scenario. Looking for an ex-president. Scenario. A big party at Jack Buck's house. All the girls put their names in a hat, and Jill Buck pulled out Ann's name. Who's the president?
Pulled out Ann's name.
Ann's name.
Ann pulled out Joe's name.
Huh? What? Now do it again, because it changed the second time. Do it again.
A big party at Jack Buck's house.
Right.
So all the girls put their names in a hat.
Right.
And a girl by name of Ann pulled out Joe Buck's name.
Name. And you're looking for the name of an ex-president.
Yeah. Jackson.
Jackson.
And Andrew Jackson. Carl, I can tell you something. I think you have the makings of a great party game here.
Yeah. How about a real easy one?
All right. That depends on who you're talking to. It won't
Southwestern
be
City.
Okay.
Oh, look, he dropped his microwave waffle on the beach.
The
Southwestern City.
Southwestern. San Diego?
San Diego.
Ego. Carl, if you truly made these up on your own, I have to tell you something. I honest to goodness, I think you got a great game here.
How about a northeastern city?
All right, just keep going.
All right, we'll do one more. A northeastern city.
This girl took her horse to the vet for a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So all he could cut was the hair above his eyes or the long hair running down the back of his neck.
Bang or Maine?
Bang or Maine.
Hey, Carl. This is a book that's coming out.
I got 175 of them now.
Have you ever thought about turning this into like a board game or something?
Yeah, this
like
would
that?
Make a great game.
Yeah.
It really would.
Well,
get the book out first, and maybe some company, once they see the book and what they are, maybe they'll pick it up and run with it and make a game out of it.
Well, it's something for an old codger to do sitting here.
What do you actually call what we're doing? What'd you call it? Something?
Fun with Phonics.
And I don't know that it's really phonics.
No,
you need to get a new name because this is not phonics.
No.
This is...
phonics is what it sounds like.
No, well...
What did you say? What did you say earlier? You said, what was the word that he used?
I don't know, but Carl, this is really fun. And yes, please send us a copy.
I'll get you one. Richard Lederer is publishing it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Carl.
So... Something to do.
How long did it take you to do the 175? Total cumulative hours, do you think?
Oh, maybe off and on for about half a year.
I don't doubt it.
Man,
take me half a year to solve them. Gracious.
You know what, Carl? I'd go to one of those, or I'd write one of those big game companies. I can't think of the
like
game.
Parker Brothers.
Like Parker Brothers or
Bradley.
And give them an idea of what you've done. I mean, you might make some big dough on this.
Yeah, yeah, you got me thinking.
Well, and the only problem with that is the risk of somebody stealing the idea, and that's very difficult to keep them from doing that.
Well, it's already been copyrighted.
Yeah,
good. And you're way out in front of the curve too.
Yeah, and if somebody does come up with it, we'll be your witnesses that on the air you shared this game with us before they ever did it.
I'll depend on that.
So you've got right now, if you consider the listeners, you've got like 68 people.
Yeah.
That could be a witness. Hi, Carl. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye. Girls.
That's pretty clever.
He's got
goodness,
something.
That is
very clever.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
You know, usually when people call us and say, hey, I've written a song, or, hey, I got an idea, in most cases, you're embarrassed to tell them how bad it is. That's
very good, yeah.
Impressive. What the heck? Is this just person called Doctor or DR?
Well, the rest of the name is gone. I can't remember what the name is.
Oh, goodness.
No, it didn't show. It didn't. I typed it in.
But it's Dr. Somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, Doctor, I apologize. Dan actually forgot your last name. What's your last name?
Oh, this is Dr. Padmanabhan. I am your plastic surgeon. I am so pleased to finally get to you.
This is what I just talked about, an attempt at
he's talking
comedy.
About your accent.
Yeah. This is the kind of thing.
I wrote a comedy bit.
Yeah.
Mr. Frank, you must not do anything to cause yourself to belly laugh because you could contract a very serious disease.
Well, that won't be a problem on this show, Doctor.
I'm glad you could get bad disease. You know what that is, of course.
Okay, Doc.
Who writes this stuff?
Nobody. Doc, boy, look at that time. We're out of time, but thank you, Doc. What?
You didn't let me get to the punchline.
Oh, go ahead.
Sagittarius is when your eye teeth get tangled up with Uranus and you have a crappy outlook on life.
Yeah, man.
Wait a minute, let him get to the punchline.
Yeah.
No, I think that was it.
Oh, that was it? Yeah.
You are unkind to me.
I'm sorry, Doctor, I'm not myself. I'm still under the influence of the anesthetic.
But thank you and have a good recovery.
Okay, you too, Doctor. Well, there's confirmation that I was in a horrible accident. I'm going to go with one more because I like this guy's name. It's one of my favorite candy bars. Hello, Heath. How are you?
Frank O'Pinion.
Yes, sir.
AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
You're awesome. You always try and look out for me. Every time you hear my name, you say it's a good name. You're about the only person, though.
Well, I don't really remember having talked to you before, but I'm starting to lose a lot of memory. How can we help you?
I need the problem solvers.
Then you need us, because we are...
the problem solvers.
All right, let's go.
I got plowed into, somebody ran a red light on the second and totaled my truck out.
Okay.
I need to try and find a vehicle real quick because my rental car is being taken back on Friday. And I only got about $2,000-$3,000 at the very most getting back from this truck.
All right. When you say $2,000-$3,000.
They're trying to tell me two, but I'm trying to get them to three. But, you know, so I might only have $2,000 to spend.
Oh, you mean you're going to have to buy another vehicle?
Right. I need somebody with a $500 hoopty to get me through for a couple weeks while I look one or something.
Oh, man, I see those all over the place.
Yeah,
but you got to be careful here because when you get into cars in the $1,000 and $2,000 range, it's real easy to get. I got to tell you, in this case, I'd trust a dealer car, I think, more than I would an individual car. Because an individual's car that's only $1,000 or $2,000.
Major stuff wrong.
Yeah, it can have so much stuff. Where if a reputable dealer says, hey, you know, we checked it out and it really looks pretty good for... And of course, you know that the first places we'd recommend would be for you to call, you know, Landoff. And I would say Bomarito Cadillac, but I think most of the stuff on their lot is going to be a lot higher. And to tell you the truth, I don't know. You're saying you've got $2,000 to pay.
That's it, when they settle up with me. So that still might be a week or two out because I'm trying to negotiate with them. So I just need transportation for Monday.
Well, you know.
Where do you need to go Monday?
Monday to work. That's what I'm saying. Every day to and from work.
Oh, so you're just looking for a ride.
A $500 piece of junk just to get me there.
Another thing you could do is call Landoff and just ask them if there's anything that's been traded in that they're not going to keep on the lot that might be going to wholesale.
There you go. Landoff Chevrolet?
Yeah, they may help you out that way.
Okay.
Hey, give me a favor. Call call Joe Beeney. Call Landoff and ask for Joe Beeney. Tell him that you're AM and the PM and tell him your predicament and see what he can figure out for you. And now, do you also just need a ride with somebody Monday?
No,
you just want a car.
I'll get it if I have to. I'll figure out how to do it.
All right. Call. Start there. Call call Joe Beanie.
Okay. And if any of your listeners get crazy and they got something they need to get rid of.
Well, here's the other thing we'll do. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take your number, give it to Dan, and if anybody calls, and folks, do us a favor here. Come on. We're all in the AM and the PM same family. Don't screw this guy. If you've got a car for, what do you think, 500 to 2 grand?
Yeah, 500 to 3 grand maybe at the most.
That you know is not going to fall out from under him and break down on him. We'll give him some decent service for a short time until he can do something else. Then call us. We'll give you Heath's number here, and then you guys can work it out, and you can make the decision as to whether or not it's a good deal for you.
You're the man.
All right, and all I ask is that people, let's not take advantage of each other here. Be straight with him, because there are some cars out there for $1,500, yeah. $2,000. I've bought them for my kids.
Yep.
Man, I run for a year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Might have a dent in the rear quarter panel or something,
yeah.
But who
right.
cares?
All right, Heath, hang on. Well, Dan will take your number. We'll
thanks,
see
sir.
Help you out here. You bet.
You guys have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
There we go. Okay, got him?
Got him.
All right, take his number. We've done it again. Well, we have done it again. Here's a good deal for anybody. It would be a good deal if it were twice the price. I actually think it would be a good deal for three times the price. I'm talking about the big and tasty at McDonald's. I was dumb enough to not really pay attention when they started advertising the Big and Tasty, and I didn't eat one for a long time because
oh,
I thought, you know what, a quarter pounder with cheese, that's my sandwich, and Big and Tasty, nah. And it must have been quite a while till I finally, and what did it was, I'm looking at the menu board, and man, good marketing in the form of pictures is everything. Mm-hmm. You ever see a picture of something that looks so good?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
staring at that Big and Tasty, man, that looks pretty good, so I got it, and you know what? It's a great hamburger.
I've discovered that these are just my own words, but they are big and they are tasty.
Ooh.
So if they were to say to you, how would you describe Big and Tasty? You'd say it's big and it's tasty.
Did I say tasty?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got something
that's
there.
Exactly.
That's true. And it's a dollar. It's $1.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. And there's probably and McDonald's on your way to work, so why not consider zipping through there and get something you really want for breakfast, like a McGriddle sandwich, and once you have one, you will really want another one. Two delicious hot griddle cakes with maple syrup taste baked right into them, so there's no mess, no drippiness, and in between, your breakfast favorites. You can have a sausage McGriddle sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage, egg, and cheese from you-know-who, McDonald's.
I'm really behind on my bills. I do own my home, but my credit isn't exactly perfect.
Those high-interest credit cards are ruining me. Is there anything I can do to get out of debt?
We need that loan now. Are we ever going to get our cash?
Tired of playing games? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 for the right answer. Yes.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. Even with less than perfect credit, I got the cash I needed.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. We closed in 1 week. Say yes to a loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you 24 hours a day.
314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the drunkest one of all? This is no fairy tale. It could be your child if you don't take the time to talk to them about the dangers of alcohol. Reflect on this. One-third of Missouri's youth have used alcohol by the age of 12. Remember, 12 mirrors 21. What image do you want your child to see? For information, call 877-NOW-ACT-ZERO. A message from the Missouri Youth Adult Alliance and the Missouri Department of Transportation.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets. Just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
nice bunch of people you listeners are. You should have seen these phones when he said he needed an inexpensive car. They just fired up, and I know Dan took a few numbers, I hope. I only have about, a minute here, and I just want to take it to say something about the... You may have seen... I've seen a couple of stories on it. One was in the paper today about this modest prom that they held for kids. No drinking, no smoking, no piercings, no revealing clothing. It's the kind of thing that I know a lot of people like to make fun of. I think this is a great thing.
I second that.
Yeah, and they had a couple of hundred kids show up, and you know, I know how kids are, and I know how some people who aren't kids anymore are. This is a great target for joking, but in truth, it's wonderful. I mean, what the heck is wrong with giving a bunch of kids a place where they know there aren't going to be any troublemakers, and it's just good and clean, and, they got some hard and fast rules, but they're not unreasonable. It's just, don't be half naked and don't be drunk, don't smoke dope, and don't have 18 piercings in your lip and your eyebrows, and you can come to our prom. So I thought it was a good thing. They held it apparently in Chesterfield. There's a great article about it. It's just good to know that there's still some of that stuff out there. We actually have a little bit of time. Dan, don't hurry about getting me actually a name. Just keep talking to the people. That'd be all right.
These are people that are wanting... Heath's number.
Well, it sounds like he's balling you out.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like he's telling me off there. Oh, man. I heard McCaw earlier talking about this cat hunting.
In Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, there's just something that doesn't sound right about that. All right? It's cat season. You can go out and hunt cats.
Well, apparently in a couple states up north, it's legal.
Well, if they're wild, I guess.
Oh, and that's what it is. Yeah. But I understand why they're doing it. It just sounds funny.
Exactly.
I mean, think about what if they said, all right, here are the dates where it's dog season, and you go out and shoot dogs.
For feral dogs, I guess that would happen, too, in some states.
Listen to this, the feral.
Well, I learned that from Dr. Doug.
But here's the problem. Somebody's going to shoot a dog that's not really a wild dog, and they thought, I thought it was a wild dog. That was a neighbor's dog? Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to kill it. That's kind of the problem to me, is you really know when you're out doing that. It really is. I shot a cat one time in my life, and it was just a nasty, I'll tell you the story later, just the meanest, nastiest thing. And even then, after I shot it, I walked over and looked at it. I felt kind of bad, but boy, this thing was a monster. He was like Ray. He was the Ray of cats.
I got you.
First Community Credit Union. I'm a member there. Our household doesn't bank anymore. My wife and I, we credit union. We First Community Credit Union. There's no way I can take enough time to tell you what a credit union is all about, except to tell you that all of the things you want from your bank and you like about your bank, they have at First Community Credit Union. What they have on top of that is they allow you to be a member, not just a customer. And the best way to find out more about the people who love to give you that motorcycle loan for the spring, or that car loan, or that checking, or that savings, or that CD, First Community Credit Union, you can find out all about them at firstcommunity.com. Become a member, as I did about, 3-4 months ago now. First Community Credit Union, 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department announcing indictments today against three men who are accused of casing financial institutions in New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. ABC's Vic Ratner says they're also under suspicion of plotting an attack in the U.S.
Justice Department officials maintain these indictments are not just old news, that the alleged terrorist plot continued till the three men were arrested last year.
This conspiracy was alive and kicking up till August of 2004.
One of the indicted men is described as a high-level Al-Qaeda instructor who trained terrorists in Afghanistan. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Genuine concern or much ado about nothing? General manager of the nation's busiest airport, Hartsfield in Atlanta, says he's very worried about plans by the Transportation Security Administration to cut hundreds of security screeners.
A high-ranking TSA official says Hartsfield general manager Ben DaCosta was told nothing is final, and that the Transportation Security Administration is surprised that he's making this into a big deal. DaCosta, though, says the TSA's plan to cut up to 400 screeners in Atlanta will be disastrous for one of the world's busiest airports. Lines will be unbearable, customer service intolerable.
ABC's Andrew Colton. A warm welcome for President Bush today at Fort Hood, Texas. He thanked the troops who've been serving in Iraq.
I've been looking forward to coming back and giving you a proper Army greeting. Hoo-ah!
The president marking the second anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. At the Michael Jackson trial, the mother of Jackson's accuser could take the stand tomorrow, but ABC's Alex Stone in Santa Maria says there could also be issues surrounding her testimony.
Sources tell ABC News there are possible problems with the mother's testimony. The defense attorneys want to get into welfare money she took but was not entitled to, something prosecutors don't want brought up. If the issue is resolved, the mother is expected to be the next witness.
Money Scope, Dow gained 59 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Orrick vacuum, visit one of my Orrick stores or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
A 1.99% mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is...
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A MoDOT employee has been seriously injured after an accident this afternoon. It happened on westbound I-44 near Highway 50. State troopers say the incident happened when Kimberly Brown of St. Clair lost control of her vehicle. It caused it to travel onto the shoulder. Her car struck the rear of a dump truck, which was then pushed into the MoDOT employee, who was outside of it. Brown sustained moderate injuries. The MoDOT employee suffers serious injuries. His name has not been released. A public hearing on St. Louis County's proposed smoking ban is just wrapped up in Clayton. More than 150 people attended the hearing, including Executive Frank Oppenheim of Harrah's Casinos. He warns the ban will cause layoffs in Maryland Heights and also lost tax dollars.
I deal directly with our customers on a daily basis and have talked to many of our customers who have flat out told me that if this ban is passed, they will do like the other gentleman and vote with their feet and take their business across the county line to St. Charles.
That would be to Ameristar. However, Daryl Duran, representing the St. Louis Steamers, disagrees. He spoke for the proposal.
Travel companies are targeting young kids, basically because it is an addicting thing, and if they can give kids the start at a very young age, now they're going to be doing it the rest of their lives.
You still have an opportunity to sound off on the proposal. A second session is planned from 7 until 9 p.m. Opening arguments underway downtown. The trial of a St. Louis man charged for a violent 2003 crime rampage. 19-year-old Antonio Howard is charged with second-degree murder and 27 other counts. The jury selection took almost 2 full days. Prosecutors say the rampage included a murder and 4 carjackings. Prosecutors will try to convince a judge that a Clinton, Illinois woman and her ex-boyfriend conspired to kill the woman's 3 children. That theory came out today in court as lawyers for Maurice Legrone Jr. fought to keep statements made by the children's mother, Amanda Hamm, from becoming evidence in his upcoming murder trial. Both have pleaded innocent to first-degree murder charges in the deaths of the children. A sit-in by Washington University students over campus employees' wages is now turned into a hunger strike.
This is Steve Klotz at Washington University. The group is protesting the wages some university workers earn, saying it's below the living wage. Samantha White has been protesting since last Monday. She says they could be there for a while.
We committed to stay here until living wage is implemented. You know, we did not know how long it would take. Every day is a different day. We just couldn't have predicted it.
Washington University Chancellor has said they will commit $500,000 to those workers. The protesters say that's not enough.
Demonstrators plan a 5 o'clock rally outside Brookings Hall and a 7 o'clock candlelight vigil. On Wall Street, the Dow up for the day 59, NASDAQ up 13, the S&P up 6. Meteorologist Scott Connells, KTRS Doppler 5 forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy, low 47, and tomorrow a chance of morning rain and a high of 60. It's 64. I'm Brian Helsworth. KTRS News at 4:06. You're up to date. Karen Vail joins us with traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by Commerce Bank. Get money for the things you need with a home equity loan from Commerce Bank. Call, click, or come by Commerce today. Commerce Bank, equal housing lender. Southbound 270 between Big Bend and 44, an accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic stacked back to Ladue. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, a slowdown. Eastbound 40, running slow from Hanley through Laclede Station. Westbound 44 between Guyer and 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, a lineup's underway. And northbound 55, slow at Park, approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history. And we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide. So if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Take control of your diabetes and contact Dr. Janet McGill from the Washington University School of Medicine. She's conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 314-362-8614. To qualify, you must have type 2 diabetes, be between the ages of 18 and 78, and be taking either Avandia or Actos to control your diabetes. Call Sarah at 362-8614 to learn more about this diabetes research study. If you qualify, you'll be required to make 6 to 7 visits over 24 weeks. You'll receive physical exams, glucose meter strips, lab tests, and all study-related medication at no cost, plus free parking. Call Sarah at Washington University at 362-8614 to participate. There's a small reimbursement for your time and travel. Again, Washington University School of Medicine is conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 362-8614. That's 362-8614 to schedule your appointments today. Call 362-8614.
This is Vince Blair, specializing in health insurance for families and individuals. For over 15 years, we have helped our policyholders find the right health insurance plan for them. If you live in Missouri or Illinois, you can call our office and tell us your personal situation and need. If you currently pay for your own health insurance because you are self-employed, on COBRA, or your group plan at work is expensive, we would like to help you. When you do contact us, I think you will know right away you found the right place for your health insurance needs. You can expect to receive premium quotes right on the phone, get answers to any questions you may have, check for your doctors, and most of all, see if you can begin lowering your premiums today. There are no gimmicks. There are honest and exciting choices. For your health insurance and dental insurance needs, you can find us at vincentkblair.com or call our office at 314-961-7777. That is vincentkblair.com or 961-ALL-7.
It's that time of year again. The sun is shining and we're finally outside. Whoa, take a look at the outside of the house. It's time to call Absolute Exteriors. Absolute Exteriors is a Crane authorized contractor. Crane Board has the highest R value in the industry to help cut your energy costs dramatically. With oil prices on the rise, siding cost increases are coming. But now through April 30th, Absolute Exteriors is offering 20% off their best solid core siding, giving you the absolute best price of the season. Call Absolute Exteriors at 636-391-9800 now for a free no-hassle estimate. Get 20% off on Absolute Exteriors' best siding. That's the lowest price of the year. Offer ends April 30th. Call Absolute Exteriors now at 636-391-9800.
For your roofing, siding, windows, and gutters too. Don't settle for a substitute for the best exteriors. Call Absolute.
636-391-9800.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
it's Tuesday. Every Tuesday we have a guest. Man, this guy is going to make us... he's going to make us work at his last name. It's one you don't see every day. WNUK. It sounds like a radio station.
Really?
Yeah. WNUK. Please welcome. And the W is pronounced like a V. Please welcome Nick Vanuk.
Hey, Nick. Hello, everybody.
Raise that microphone up a little bit, and you'll be a little closer. So what in the world? You cannot have had anything but trouble through your life with that name.
Yes, I've heard it pronounced plenty of different ways.
It sounds like something curly from the Three Stooges.
W-N-U-K. I would have said Nook, thinking the W was silent.
It's been pronounced Nook, Wonk. Wonk, like W-U-N-K.
Right.
No, I mean, just all kinds of different ways.
And what's the most common teasing thing? I mean, you know, hey, Nook, who's there? Nook, you know.
Vanuk.
Yeah, Nook, who's there? Vanuk.
You haven't heard any of these, have you?
Have you heard?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Well, by the time you leave here, we'll drive you nuts because we'll come up with a bunch of things to make you crazy. You are here at your own request or as a gift from somebody?
It's actually a gift from my... what was then girlfriend, but now fiancé.
Whoa! Well, there's a lesson here, ladies. 1 minute you're just a girlfriend, but you introduce somebody or give them the gift of the large morning show in the afternoon, and guess what happens? The ring gets put on the finger, and you get proposed to. This is a powerful show. This is a very powerful show. And when's the date? When will you be?
It will be November the 5th.
Of what year?
This year.
Yeah, I think you're rushing it.
Yeah. I've said the same thing, but you can only do so much.
I wouldn't have said that. Is she listening?
She's supposed to be.
Well, you just said that you thought you had rushed it, and now you're in trouble.
Well, we've only been going out 4 years, so I think there's more time left.
Okay, well, in 4 years, that works out okay. So you're heterosexual?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Getting to know you. Getting to know.
That's right.
All
this is the segment where we get to know Nick. Have you been married before?
Yes, I have.
How about her?
No, she hasn't.
She has not. Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
What part of town do you live in?
South City.
Okay. And what do you do?
I'm an electrical engineer.
Ooh. You know, anybody who tacks on engineer to anything, not just I'm an electrician, I'm an electrical engineer. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean exactly?
Well, what I do specifically is I design large security and surveillance systems. You know, like we use cards to get indoors,
right.
Or all the camera systems, surveillance cameras, things like that.
And that technology has to change every year.
Yes, there are a lot of changes going on.
So are we going to, how far are we away from this retinal scan as commonplace, like in this building, you walk up and put your eye on something and read your retina? I mean, how far are we from that? We're not that far, are we?
No, retinal scan, it exists, but people are a little apprehensive of it because they don't want light shining in their eyes. What's more widely used is what's called hand geometry, where it measures the size and shape of your hand.
No, geometry.
And also fingerprint readers, those exist too.
Oh, yeah, but...
How with hands, yeah? Don't some people have the same size hands? I see the fingerprint thing.
No, everybody's size and shape of their hand is unique.
No kidding. Wow. So you walk up and, like we've seen in his movies, you put your palm on the thing, and then it knows if you should be admitted.
Well, usually it's parallel to the floor. It's like a little plate that you put your hand on. It's not up
on the wall.
Yeah. But yeah, it, like I said, everybody's hand geometry is unique.
Hmm. Yeah, you know what's interesting to me is you don't anymore, even in the cheapest of motels, get a key. No, you know, nobody
really
has keys.
Yeah.
It's all the cards. And that used to be something that you found only in real high-end hotels.
Yeah.
You know, if you won a trip and they said, you'll be staying at the Helmsley Palace in New York, I remember the first time I got that card and I said, what's this? I thought it was a hotel charge card. And they said, oh, that's your room key. I mean, I still remember, because prior to that, but nobody has keys anymore. I mean, if you go somewhere and they give you a key, you might as well turn around and leave because you got a pretty lousy dump you're staying in. They still have keys. So what's the most exciting piece of security technology going on right now?
Well, the hand geometry, the fingerprint reading, that's called biometrics.
I knew that.
Stuff with DVRs. Like, people have DVRs in their homes now.
Yeah.
But DVRs are used a lot in surveillance systems because of the things that they can do.
In place of, what do you mean?
Instead of VCRs.
So the camera, surveillance camera, mm-hmm. takes the picture and burns it onto to DVR.
Yeah, it goes to a DVR. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope there's better technology than what you see sometimes. You can't believe sometimes when you watch a 6 o'clock news and they say police are looking for this man.
They're using some pretty low end stuff.
I think that's why people still rob places. They look up and see the camera and they go,
you don't even know if it's them or not.
Yeah, I've seen TV. They won't even know if this is me by the time this hits the television. So DVR will give you more time. So that you literally wouldn't have to change it, but every 24 hours or something.
No, what most of our customers want is 30 days of recording. So they have 30 days of recording on the...
Without changing anything?
You don't change anything. It's recorded onto a hard drive.
Wow. Beautiful.
Now you got something.
Wow.
So it's hard drive...
Mm-hmm.
30 days worth of video.
Or more or less, just depending on how many cameras you have, how much storage you want to pay for. I mean, there's flexibility involved.
Yeah. As you look around here, being a high-tech person, I guess you notice the highest of high-tech telephone systems. this phone system right here has been in here. We've been here 8 years. Mm-hmm. It's been in here. It was here before we got here. So this is relatively cutting-edge new stuff here. Do you have any questions for us?
Not yet. I just wanted to see how hard you work. I mean, the word on the street is that you work mm-hmm. really hard, and I'm seeing that right now.
You worn out yet?
Just about.
Different
the word on the street is...
Word on the street is your show's in the crapper.
No, that's different.
What is not?
Do they have to, like, question each customer with what they're going to do with all of these security cameras and everything in there? Like, if they'll use them for other purposes besides... security?
Are you talking to me?
No.
Putting one in the bathroom or something?
Right.
Like that?
Yeah. Well, no, obviously you can't put them in the bathroom. No, you have cameras in public places, and you can't do audio recording unless you have, you have to have proper signage saying that audio recording is taking place. But as far as video recording, I mean, you can stick them in.
Well, you don't have to have a sign that says video surveillance?
You don't have to. Some people will do that for... just to make their customers feel more secure
and
to deter.
But you're not a legal authority. Anywhere they want, right?
We've never had.
Okay, well, I'm ordering some.
Well, you know what, Terry? Oh, we have a neighbor two houses down from us, and they've been getting a lot of yard jobs lately and some other vandalism, eggs thrown on the cars in their house. They had had it. So they went to, I guess a Radio Shack or something and bought a little camera and some recording set up. I don't know what he's using, if he's a VHS or a digital thing, but it's in place now, and a motion detector light, and, the next person that comes through the yard is screwed. They will get caught.
Look at Nanny Cam. That's not against the law. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. And when she said motion detector, that's the other thing. Rather than have the recording device just running and running, and I'm sure that some of them are activated by motion.
Yeah, the DVRs, they have the software built in, so you get more recording time. Certain cameras, say it's in a corridor that doesn't get much traffic, it only starts recording when it detects motion.
Man.
You said, why record when there's nothing going on?
Right. Pretty sick, slick stuff.
While we're talking about this, may I mention where I work?
No.
Okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's a small but wonderful company in St. Charles. The name is Facility Control Systems.
You must not own the company.
No, I do not.
Because it's so obvious you're kissing somebody's butt. Small but wonderful. Hi, boss. Small but wonderful
Yes,
company.
That would be Ed Heisler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I knew. Well, yeah, he even said his name.
Yeah.
Those are the points, aren't you?
Listen, when you get on that show, Nick, if you'll say my name, I'll give you a raise. And how many people work there?
Six.
Well, I wish I knew more about this stuff because I love technology and I love gadgets and toys, but I can barely use my Palm Pilot. And my son, this is great. My son the other day showed me something that it would do that I didn't know. Somebody had a digital camera and it had one of the little memory cards in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had sent it to me saying, rather than send you the pictures, I'm just sending you the memory card of the camera. And I said, okay, well, we'll run down to Walgreens or somewhere and get some pictures printed from this. And my son said, Dad, go get your Palm Pilot. I went and got it. And he said, you see this little slot in the top here? He put it in, and on my Palm Pilot, I looked at all the pictures. Wow. I had no idea I could do that. So
are they all interchangeable like that?
Well, if any Palm Pilot that has that size, what do they call them, SIM cards?
Oh, there's SD. There's different types of cards, yeah.
Yeah, any if you have from your digital camera that same card, pop it right in there, and boom, there are the pictures right on your Palm Pilot. Yeah, it is really.
Hey, I got one amazing on my Palm Pilot to put a card in.
Well, you can put a digital camera card in there and look at pictures.
I'm going to try that.
See, you didn't know it either.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Nick, you won't mind if I never say your last name very much.
That's just fine with me.
Nook. And you have no questions. Not one. You've heard the show. You never sat and wondered anything about
it. I'm hoping. I know you only keep it for special occasions like the cruises. I'm hoping to hear the sausage joke.
No, you're not going to.
Oh, boy.
No way, Jose. No. Okay.
You know what? We like you, but we don't like you that much. And thank you. You were a good, loyal listener. You went to Deerberg's.
Yes, I did.
And what do we have here? Meatballs and gooey butter cake and what else?
There's some egg rolls and also some chicken wings.
Mm. You're a good guy.
I know.
You did well. All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
And jump in. Just if you want to participate, go right ahead. That's what we do and what you do, because you're one of us today till we kick you out of here. All right. What do we have? 423. Let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. Oh, you know what?
Did you forget?
It almost seemed like you forgot.
Oh, he didn't forget. The way he's still under that.
So you have a lot on your mind. Though.
No, I think you all are forgetting what I went through earlier.
I know, you're under that general anesthesia. You have a kind of lingering.
He's still bloated.
Some exceptions. And then what? Now it's coming back to me. Let's go to Joe here for some. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan said you were still bloated.
From the anesthetic.
Yeah, that'll be gone in a few years. Hey, today is Tuesday, and today is the day that DVDs get released and new stuff comes out. And I only know one person who knows all of that. And he's on the phone right now. He is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yeah. Hello, and a big hello to Nick Van Hook.
Ooh, he got it right.
Oh. Hi, Joe.
There you go. Hey, Frank, by the way, I'm glad you're feeling better.
That was pretty traumatic for me, but I'm fine. Yeah.
Wow, right. Well, let's talk about the music releases. There are only two worth mentioning today, and that number one, Willie Nelson and Friends have a CD out. Willie Nelson and Friends, Songs for Tsunami Relief, features Willie Nelson, Joe Eli, and Natalie Maines, and many more. As well as, the second music release, the historic Hell Freezes Over concert by the Eagles is pressed to DVD for the first time ever today. Movies on DVD. The big one today is the star-studded release of Ocean's 12. Now, if you never got around to seeing this one in theaters and you loved Ocean's 11, it's definitely worth at least a rental. It's not as good as its predecessor, but it's still a lot of fun. Don Cheadle, who plays Basher in Ocean's 12, can also be seen in the critically acclaimed Hotel Rwanda, which is also out today.
Wow, if that's on DVD, I'm getting that.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a great performance.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Speaking of great performances and things that are critically acclaimed, you can buy The Woodsman with Kevin Bacon today.
Yeah, that's supposed to be different.
He's a
pedophile in that,
yeah,
right?
It's really weird.
Yeah, Reggie talked that one up a lot.
Yeah, it's dark.
Mm. For those of you who believe in giant hairy creatures lurking in the woods, don't miss your chance to pick up Sasquatch Hunters.
What?
I'm totally serious. Direct to DVD today, Sasquatch Hunters.
What was the movie about the bounty hunters? They were like bounty hunters, and they were hired by the FBI to go out and hunt down and find a bunch of guys who were peeping Toms, and they took binoculars and looked in windows at women's private parts.
Oh.
It wasn't Sasquatch Hunters.
Oh.
It was
something else. Something Watch?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can't say it.
You mean the vegetable hunters, the squash hunters? Is that what you were talking about?
No.
No. I should have just come out with
it. Yeah, you should have.
Going a different direction.
It was supposed to end up being a Snatch Watch Hunter's joke.
Oh,
also.
Yeah.
Sort of a flop.
Yeah, really a flop. Well, you've got brain sandwich.
Medicine.
Yeah. It's the accident. It's the accident. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Snatch Watch.
I don't even know where I am. Okay. A huge ripoff of the classic E.T. would be the 1980s flick Mac and Me. Did anybody ever see that movie?
Nope.
Never heard of it.
No.
Wow.
Mac and Me was out in the 1980s. It was a huge ripoff of E.T., made some money because it was cashing in on the idea of aliens coming to Earth and being friendly with kids. Movies put on DVD for the first time ever today. Lots of TV shows on DVD today. Maybe one of them is your favorite. I'm sorry, Karen, Picket Fence is not out yet.
Darn it. Thanks for looking.
Hey, when it is, I promise you'll know.
I know.
The complete first season of the Bob Newhart Show.
That would be
today.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also available, we have The A-Team, Season 2.
Yeah.
The second season of Magnum P.I., Knight Rider, Season 2.
Man, my kids love Knight Rider.
Mine too.
Holy cow. When
Friday
that was on.
Nights on CBS, I think.
Yeah. Sledgehammer, Season 2.
And what kid didn't back then, every time they saw a black Trans Am...
Oh, yeah, Knight Rider
kid,
star.
Good kid!
I know.
Yeah.
It was great.
And also, we've got the second volume of the HBO series, The Hitchhiker. As if that wasn't enough, you can also buy the third season of The Jeffersons.
Oh, boy.
The third volume of Space Ghost Coast to Coast is out today. Mm. And the fourth season of All in the Family.
Jeez.
And last but not least.
I do have to say, Dan does about as good an Archie Bunker being disgusted with Edith. Do that again.
Jeez, hey, Edith.
All right, last week I made everybody happy, and I talked about the director's cut of Sling Blade coming out soon. This time, just announced, Ridley Scott is releasing a 3-disc extended edition of Gladiator this summer.
Gladiator was good.
As if his signature 2-disc version wasn't enough, now we get a 3-disc version. The extended edition features 2 versions of the Oscar award-winning epic, the theatrical version, and the extended edition, which is 17 minutes longer than the one we all know and love. Disc 1 has both versions of the film. Disc 2 is loaded with 10 behind-the-scenes documentaries. Disc 3 focuses on the image and design of the film, including an evening with Russell Crowe and the original screen test of Joaquin Phoenix.
Who watches all that crap?
I don't know.
You know what? I'll be very honest with you. I watch all of it.
Do you really?
Yes, I would say I'm close to about 1,000 DVDs that I have in my collection.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, did you buy them?
Yeah. Well, I've bought probably 80% of them. The other 20% I got promotionally.
That is unbelievable to me.
If you want, I could invite you over. We could hang out together. Frank, I'll show you my DVDs.
Let me think. No, seriously. There can't be too many people that have 1,000 DVDs. First of all, it's expensive. I mean, even if you bought 80%, you bought 800 DVDs.
Yeah.
Especially, probably all these movies you've already seen before you paid your money to see them in a theater.
Yeah.
And you can't possibly go back.
Having had 4 kids and all the Disney stuff and the VHS tapes I have, and I bet you I don't have 150.
Really?
No.
Well, if you look at it this way, every Tuesday when they come out, you're looking at about a $14.99 retail sale price the day they come out.
Right.
You buy 1 or 2 a week, at most, you're spending about $30 on your DVD addiction, which really isn't that bad.
Yeah, but look at it this way. If you have 1,000 and the average cost is $1,500, you've got $15, you've got $12,000 in DVDs.
Oh. Oh. Crazy.
I don't get it.
Man. I'm such a loser, Frank.
Yeah, they're calling you a big loser, Joe.
I'm going to go home tonight, look at my collection, and cry myself
to
sleep.
No, I'm not saying you're a loser. You're not a loser if you actually watch them.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I totally get into that.
Wow. Do you have a girlfriend? You don't have a girlfriend?
He's married. He's a little boy.
Wait a minute. That's not my question. Do you have a girlfriend?
Are some of these movies for your son?
But
like a movie, like you're a big Star Wars guy, right?
I don't know if Frank wants me to talk about.
Well, I'm just asking as point of reference here.
Yes, I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
So you could go rent that at a store for like $2. How often do you watch it? I mean, when's the last time you watched the original Star Wars?
Probably about a month ago.
Yeah, Terry.
He's got you covered, Jeff.
You got the wrong guy.
The other 999 I'm kind of wondering about.
If you want, I've got a really dorked out alphabetized list that I can mail you, Karen.
Oh, man.
How old is your son?
5.
That poor guy.
That poor guy. I got a lot of stuff for him too.
Yeah, but I can see this poor little daddy.
Not now.
I have to watch
Star Wars.
Extended,
so not true.
Director,
I'm watching Star Wars for the 45th time.
That's not true. We watch Star Wars together all the time. It's his favorite movie.
Okay, then that's okay. Included.
Yeah, you know what? I've got about 50 DVDs that are all SpongeBob SquarePants, all the different Power Ranger variations. All that cool stuff.
Hey, man, to each his own. If that's your hobby, more power to you.
Thank you very much, Frank. And if you don't mind, June 7th would be the release date of the Gladiator Extended Edition, which I'm sure I'll add to my collection and become even a bigger dork than I already am.
All right.
That would be me, Big Dork, DVD Dork, Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
All right.
There you are.
Thank you, Joe.
All right,
we'll
Frank,
talk Thursday. Bye-bye. There you go. Joe Hipperson.
Yeah.
Good job, Joe.
I think I have 20 DVDs. I think about 20. I just went out and bought
DVDs.
The Best of Carson collection.
Yeah.
But see, to me, that Best of Carson thing, you can watch that, some of it, every year.
I have Paris Hilton.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
The only DVD you own. Man, oh, man. Oh, well, that's, again, I really do mean that. Whatever it is that's his hobby.
And you know what?
I wish I had a hobby.
Yeah, there are people that have $10,000 in fishing equipment or, everybody's different. Yeah.
Easy. Ned's Burke might be listening. Let me ask our guest, Nick Vanuk. You're a coffee drinker.
No, actually, I'm not.
And why? Why not, you think?
Just never been interested in it.
Have you tasted coffee?
No, actually, I haven't.
You've never tasted coffee?
No.
So my question is, how do you know if you're interested in it if you've never tasted it?
That's a good question.
This is amazing to me. I'm one of those people that's stunned when somebody says they've never tasted coffee.
Do you like the smell of it when it's brewing?
Yeah, certain ones. I mean, yeah, just basic coffee. I like the smell of it, but just...
Well, I made some fresh Thomas coffee about a half an hour ago.
Wouldn't it be something on this show if Nick Vanuk had live his first taste ever of coffee?
Mm.
That would be big.
A virgin, coffee virgin.
Would you take a sip of
coffee? Sure, I'd do that.
I'll get you.
And how is it that you've never, with other people at breakfast or somebody says you'd like some coffee, how is it you've never said, you know what, I'll take a taste of it and see what that's like?
Just other stuff. I mean, at breakfast, I really like juice and milk. And as far as caffeine, I just love soda, so... It's never an interest.
I would say if we're going to try and bust his virginity,
with coffee,
little cream, little sugar,
little cream. You got to work.
Do you like hot chocolate?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well,
I'm
going to
bring you a cup both
different
ways. I mean, cream and sugar in one, and just black in the other.
Yeah, okay. Now, the black won't work, I don't think, really, for a non-coffee drinker. Yeah. I think we pour a bunch of hot chocolate in it. We'll give you a sip, and you can give us an honest appraisal. And we actually don't expect you to love it if you've never tasted coffee. But, man, this is live radio at its best.
Oh, yeah.
So coming up shortly, first ever taste. How old are you?
39.
39 years, never tasted coffee. Well, if you're going to have your first taste, you might as well make it Thomas coffee. Might as well make it the best. The only gourmet coffee in a can. And does your wife drink coffee?
No, she doesn't.
No. Anybody, parents?
My parents drank coffee.
They drank coffee. They're not with us anymore?
No, they're not.
Well, that's a can I won't have to be giving them. I was going to give them a can of coffee. I was going to offer you that for your parents, but that won't work out. We have a kid.
Oh, the boss.
I have some friends and some relatives.
How about that boss you tried to kiss up to?
Yes.
He'll get the can of Thomas coffee. You want to get on your boss's good side, you want to get anybody on anybody's good side, you want to give a coffee drinker a coffee they'll never forget and they'll want more of, and it will become their regular coffee more than likely. That is Thomas coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can.
This is John Londup, Jr. At Johnny Londup Chevrolet, first-time customers often mention that buying a new car or truck isn't as much fun as it used to be. But when they leave with a smile on their faces, they say what a great experience buying a car from nice people who make it comfortable, easy, and fun. They appreciate the fact that owning our building and lot makes a big difference in the price they pay. Like the 2005 Chevy Cobalt, only $11,290. The 2005 Silverado regular cab pickup, only $12,990. The 2005 Silverado extended cab pickup, $17,990. And the 2005 Chevy Malibu, only $14,490. Buy any 2005 Chevy car, truck, van, or SUV with no money down and GMAC Smart Buy payments as low as $139 a month. Take I-270 to the Washington Elizabeth exit in Florissant. Call 837-1800 or log on to Londuff.com. Johnny Londuff and Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Johnny Londuff Chevrolet.
437 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending. Jet Copter 550. Paul, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Thank you, Kara. Good afternoon. Right now, we have some flow going on westbound 40, just west of Hampton through Hamley. Northbound on 270, it's not bad at 40. South 270, an accident between Big Bend and Doherty Ferry. And South 270 is slow north of Ladue, most of the way down through Big Bend. On westbound 70, it's not too bad past the airport. Looks pretty good at the Blanchett Bridge. Put some heavy traffic on westbound 70, approaching Mid Rivers in 79. And on eastbound 40 downtown, it looks good approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. And northbound 55 is not bad at the Poplar as well. And this traffic report is brought to you by Autolite. The coolest drivers want the hottest plugs. Get the all-new Autolite XP Extreme Performance Spark Plugs. They ignite faster for optimum performance. Autolite, it's time to change your plugs. Paul Ford in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Play it to the max. Push it to the limit. Get out of that rut. Don't you wait another minute, no. You know you gotta get the Harris. Oh, yeah!
Got a great fishing story? Stop by the all-new Moby's Fishtails restaurant at Harris today and bring us your picture. If it's good enough, it just might make it up on our wall. Then try out our legendary seafood. Enjoy the best raw bar in town, plus market-fresh seafood favorites like fresh steamed Maine lobster, king crab legs, plus fried shrimp and more. And Moby's always has the catch of the day served fresh right to your table. Private dining also available. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Next time you come to Harris, stop by Moby's Fishtails. It's the seafood legends are made of. Now open only at Harris St. Louis.
You know you gotta get to Harris. Oh, yeah!
Must be 21 or older to gamble. Known to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF.
Now, an important message from the Siteman Cancer Center at Barnes Jewish Hospital and Washington University School of Medicine. Is your voice often hoarse? Do you have problems swallowing? Have you noticed a lump in your mouth or neck? It may be nothing, or it could be a symptom of something more serious. Find out at a free head and neck screening Saturday, April 16th, 2005, from 8 to 11:30 a.m. at the Siteman Cancer Center on the Barnes Jewish Hospital campus. If you are a smoker or former smoker, or if you've used chewing tobacco or alcohol, you should be screened. The screening evaluates symptoms to determine their cause. Screenings will be performed by Dr. Ravindra Upaluri and other Washington University ear, nose, and throat specialists. Don't miss this free head and neck screening Saturday, April 16th, from 8 to 11:30 a.m. at the Siteman Cancer Center. The screening is free, but reservations are required. Call 1-800-600-3606. That's 1-800-600-3606. The Siteman Cancer Center, looking ahead to put cancer behind us.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt. Use as directed.
Homeowners,
owners, are you behind on bills, deep in debt, tired of hearing no from other lenders? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 and hear yes instead.
As a loan officer at American Equity Mortgage, saying yes is a big part of my job, even to people with less than perfect credit.
American Equity Mortgage makes yes simple and fast. You can apply on the phone, in person, or at AmericanEquity.com. Get approval in hours and close as fast as 1 week.
American Equity Mortgage wants you to have the money you need right now. We can help you pay off those high-interest credit cards and save you hundreds of dollars every month. It's easy. Just say yes to
American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, and we'll say yes to you.
American Equity Mortgage, the future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Don't miss the spectacular savings this Wednesday only with Kohl's Big Wednesday specials throughout the entire store. Kohl's Big Wednesday is this Wednesday, one day only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Looking for a bank that can provide solutions to the financial challenges facing your business? Then look to Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
It's finally here, the premier showing of Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room. Amini's has everything to transform your home into the ultimate living environment. Amini's Home Rugs and Game Room in Chesterfield Valley, Highway 40 and Boone's Crossing.
Other station will have the guts to do this. Our guest, our Tuesday guest, and we don't know him, his name is Nick Vanook. We've known him for 43 minutes. But he came in and he told us, when we were talking about Thomas Coffee, that he's never tasted coffee. Karen and Terry left and came back with, we have a cup that's in your hand. You haven't tasted it yet. It's Thomas Coffee. Put a little cream and sugar in because the guy's a brand new coffee drinker.
And so, what, you'd say you're 39?
Yes.
So you've lived a long life, tasted many tastes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not going to be surprising if he doesn't
care. No, and it won't be a reflection at all on Thomas Coffee.
No.
You've spent a great part of your life without acquiring a taste for coffee. Take a sip of that, if you would, right up on the microphone.
Mm.
What do you think? How is that? What does that taste like to you?
Hard to describe. But it is pretty good.
What the world needs now is what we love.
Now, is that the cream and sugared one that you tried?
Yes, it is.
All right, now he needs to try black coffee.
Try the other one. Even though it's great coffee, I'm going to guess that...
my favorite way to have it.
Especially after having tasted one with cream and sugar.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Have a little taste there.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Hmm. Prefer the cream and sugar.
All right, I do too.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a problem.
All right.
I do a little cream and sugar.
He's a coffee drinker now, kind of.
I'm just gonna throw this out, Nick. I don't know where this came from, but if you were to start drinking coffee tomorrow, you just woke up and said, "I'm gonna start drinking coffee." What kind do you think you'd drink?
Definitely Thomas.
Yeah. We didn't plan that. We didn't prepare. We didn't coach him. All right. Well, we know that we have a potential new convert to Thomas Coffee. Okay. Thank you for participating in our little experiment there. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Dan will take your name, put it on the screen. There's a story in the news, and it's not just a story in the news. This guy has now been on The Late Show. Well, he's scheduled to be on The Late Show with David Letterman. He is booked for a bunch of other shows. He's been called by the Carson Daly's people, Jimmy Kimmel's people. Does anybody else hear about this guy who is a senior at University of, where's UW Whitewater? What is that, University of Wisconsin? What is that? I don't know where that is.
I'm not sure.
Are there any?
He has.
West Virginia? No, it's probably, probably right. UW. Probably Wisconsin.
Or Washington.
Check this out.
I don't know.
Guy graduates from high school, goes to college, He is now a senior in college for his 11th year.
Oh.
Terry's the only one who's thinking, yeah.
Yeah. What's the story?
Well, listen to this. He graduated from high school in 1994. He has completed 234 college credits. That is about 100 more than needed to graduate. He pays double tuition because he has exceeded a credit limit instituted this year by the College Board of Regents. The reason he says he's a senior for the 11th year is that he is having too much fun in college to get out of college.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Is he paying for this, or his parents? How old is he?
That's a good question. He just says, I'm having too much fun. He says, even entering graduate school would be an unwelcome advancement into life's next stage. He doesn't want the next stage of life.
No.
He wants to be a senior in college.
I totally get this.
Yeah,
that was the most fun, the best 4 years was college.
Next year, next fall, I guess this fall, he will be returning for his 12th year as a senior.
Does he live in the dorm, or does it say?
Doesn't say. Oh. He says this will be his last. He has booked an American Legion Hall for his graduation celebration in May of 06. He says this will be the largest graduation party this place has ever seen.
Well, I guess so.
After 15 years in college.
Good for
12
him.
Of them as a senior. Hey, man, if you can do it, if you can afford to do it, and I really can't relate because Karen says the best years of her life, and I didn't get to do that.
He's going to have a very, very difficult time getting out in the real world after 12 years.
How old is he?
It doesn't look good on a resume.
No.
Well, if he's in 94, I graduated in 95 from high school, so a year older than 28.
28.
About
28. And he'll be on Letterman tonight.
But you're
tonight.
Probably smarter.
Is it tonight?
Yeah, I think that's what it said. That should be good.
Yeah, I don't know that for 15 minutes of fame it's worth 11 years that you'd have to invest to do that, if that's why he's doing it. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Here comes Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Doing great. Say hi to our guest today. His name is Nick.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, Kevin.
Come on, boys.
Just got a quick joke for you for all the troops overseas.
Hang on. Go ahead.
All right. There's Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Saddam Hussein. They find a magic genie lamp.
Mm-hmm.
They rub it and the genie pops out. So they all agree to get one wish. Bill Clinton says he wants a woman to fulfill every need that he has and every fantasy. So, boom, he gets a woman, takes her by the hand, leads her off. Saddam Hussein says, I want a wall around my country so big and so high that nobody can get in and nobody can get out. Boom, there's a wall around Iraq so high you can't see the top. George Bush looks at the wall, looks at the genie. Does that thing hold water? Genie says, yep. He goes, fill that thing up.
Oh, turn it into
a lake.
Turn it into a lake. Very good, Kevin. You're not a professional comedian, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
I don't usually listen to this program, not this program, but the program I'm getting ready to talk about, because I love KTRS and all the programming.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I happen
and there's always a however in life.
I happen to be flipping through the channels and I heard Rush, I can't remember his last name, say the words. BJ are the word. If it's one word, I swear on my father's grave. And he was just really hot, and he came back after the break and said, I was told that I said the words. I meant to say oral, but he said, I lost my temper. If you want to turn me into the FCC, go ahead and turn me into it. But
you know how many old people listening to that station had a heart attack?
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
Yeah. A lot more of their listeners just died off, maybe.
Yeah. Killing them off left and right.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah.
That's very big. We don't get to say it or get
no.
it.
It'll be interesting to see what, like, you know who I expect to act on this, Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
I would think that he would make a huge deal.
He'll clamor for his listeners to file complaints with
you. Yeah, you bet. Well, you know what he'll say is, instead of making me now the only target, here's somebody. Let's see if they go after this guy the way they go after me.
Right.
That's the way he'll want to do it. What do you think, PM? One call? No? Do we have time? We don't really have time, do we? Let me turn to our guest here, Nick Vanook. And sorry, but it's you have to chuckle when you say
that's
that.
Okay.
You own a home?
No, I don't.
You rent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then you don't really care about the siding. If it falls apart or needs siding, it's not your house.
That's right.
It's up to the landlord. And landlords probably don't want to put something like Hardy Plank from Lakeside Exteriors, because you know how landlords are. Put the cheapest thing you can on there. They're just renters. And I don't want to spend a lot of money on the house. But if you're a homeowner and you really do care about the house, you need to check into this stuff called Hardy Plank. We did, and we were as lost as anybody else when it came time to buy siding. In fact, I put it off year after year after year. 3 different years, I had people come out and drive nails in where nails were coming out of the cedar. I had replaced and where it had split, and I had new pieces put in, tried to patch them, to make them stop bowing. They bowed. They literally had bow. And finally, we realized it's just going to get worse, not to mention that wasps love cedar. Holy cow, they attract wasps. So we started looking around, and we talked to 2 or 3 people, and it was Tom Vosen who actually turned me on to this Hardy Plank, the guy who has steered me in so many right directions. And we took one look at a sample of this stuff, and there was no decision to be made anymore. And that's, I think, what's going to happen to you. Lakeside Exteriors would be happy to show you what the big deal is with Hardy Plank, the fibrous cement siding that will not rot or crack or delaminate. The sun can't hurt it. Insects can't get to it. Water can't hurt it. Can't dent it. It's tough stuff, and it's beautiful. Lots of colors, wood grain. You want it to look like cedar, it will. It's called Hardy Plank, and the place to get it is Lakeside Exteriors. Check out their website at lakesideexteriors.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Take control of your diabetes and contact Dr. Janet McGill from the Washington University School of Medicine. She's conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 314-362-8614. To qualify, you must have type 2 diabetes, be between the ages of 18 and 78, and be taking either Avandia or Actos to control your diabetes. Call Sarah at 362-8614 to learn more about this diabetes research study. If you qualify, you'll be required to make 6 to 7 visits over 24 weeks. You'll receive physical exams, glucose meter strips, lab tests, and all study-related medication at no cost, plus free parking. Call Sarah at Washington University at 362-8614 to participate. There's a small reimbursement for your time and travel. Again, Washington University School of Medicine is conducting a diabetes research study. Call Sarah at 362-8614. That's 362-8614 to schedule your appointments today. Call 362-8614.
Whoa, hold on just a moment. Now, for those of you who may think the St. Louis Steamers ads have been a bit risque and think you know what we're about to say, I'm here to tell you, get your minds out of the gutter. What the fans were about to say was,
show us your Steamers spirit!
See? Why, you ask? Because all you have to do is go to a Steamers game and show us you have the most team spirit, and you could end up on the Steamers reality show, Red Card.
Show us your Steamers spirit!
Saturday nights are Steamers nights in St. Louis. Whenever there isn't a game at Savage Center, you can watch Steamers TV on WB11. You'll either see home or away games or the coolest new reality show, Red Card. So, show us how much Steamers spirit you can muster at the next Steamers game, and you just might see yourself on Saturday night Steamers TV. Log on to SteamersTV.com for more info and ticket information, or call the Steamers at 314-613-1880. That's 613-1880. Now get out there and show us your Steamers spirit!
The next home game is this Saturday, April 16th at 1:05 p.m. against the Milwaukee Wave. And join the Steamers every Wednesday at the House of Rock.
4:55 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford from the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. And how we doing, Paul?
Well, South 270 is a mess, Karen. Southbound 270 is jammed north of Dorset, all the way down through Big Bend and Doherty Ferry. An earlier accident there, though, has been cleared. Westbound 40 slow east of Hampton to Hanley and heavy approaching Mason. Eastbound 40 at the Boone Bridge, an accident, and that's being cleared to the shoulder. Eastbound 40 is slow near Lindbergh through Hanley due to an earlier stall. And this report is brought to you by Autolite. The coolest drivers want the hottest plugs. Get the new Autolite XP Extreme Performance Spark Plug. They ignite faster for optimum Performance Autolite, it's time to change your plugs. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Downtown St. Louis. It's
No.
I'm sorry. From Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here he is, y'all, Bill Cleveland.
Everybody.
Say hi to our Tuesday guest. His name is Nick.
Hey, Nick, how's it going, man?
Just fine, Bill.
Out of control. Well, a man with two suitcases apparently was arrested today outside the White House. Secret Service officials tackled the man when they noticed the suitcases were both labeled pretzels.
Oh, he's going to choke the president. Hey, Bill, whatever you did there, don't do it because you stuck a roll. I can hardly hear you there. You muffled yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, Mariah Carey has a brand new CD out today, and who cares?
Man.
And an Indiana man has won this year's Village Idiot Award.
Shoot.
But come in a close second, our very own Dan Strauss.
That
was good. So.
You know what? I don't think that's funny.
No, that hurts.
Dan's our friend.
Well, maybe next year, Dan.
We think Dan's smart.
Dan's our friend.
Mean spirit.
Hey, you know who I met last night?
Who?
I got to tell you, Loretta Lynn.
She's a huge, big deal in country music. I mean,
oh my gosh, yeah, just like the nicest person on the planet.
She's the queen. Tammy Wynette was the first lady of country music. Loretta Lynn's the queen of country music.
She's a coal miner's daughter, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I hear. Yeah. Finally, this afternoon.
Nah. Oh, hey, do you even know one Loretta Lynn song?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
He's honest.
You guys are all familiar with Sesame Street, right?
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Well, word now is that the Cookie Monster, the infamous Cookie Monster, will now be an advocate for healthier eating. This after a show producer's offered him his own program called Fat Monster.
Oh, I see. Kirstie Alley.
That's pretty good. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Right. Thank you, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Okay, bye.
Yeah, they decided the Cookie Monster, and he's got a song, and the song is Cookie. A cookie is a sometimes food.
Yeah.
And they show broccoli.
Oh, come on.
Please. Come on, everybody. Lighten up a little bit. Guess who's coming to the Alton, because, you know what? I still want to say Argosy. It's Argosy Casino Alton, because Little River Band is sold out. That show is in 10 days. But hang on, May 6th. Chuck Berry. Nick, you like Chuck Berry?
Yes, I do.
Well, who doesn't? And if you don't, you need to move out of St. Louis. He will be there May 6th at 7 o'clock. One night, one show. 1-800... What's this song? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Back in the USA.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
1-800-711-GAME. For ticket information or to order tickets, or you can go to guest services and get your tickets. Again, Chuck Berry, May 6th, 7 o'clock, one show only. Make a night of it. Have some great food. They got plenty of it at the Outfitters Grill and the Captain's Table Buffet at Argosy Casino Alton. It's 5 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. An FDA panel has just recommended the ban should stand on silicone gel breast implants. ABC's Vic Ratner is live in Washington with details.
Karen, after emotional testimony from women who said they suffered pain and serious illness from breast implant failures, the advisory panel voted 5-4 to keep silicone breast implants off the market. Those implants have been banned for most patients for 13 years. Members of the panel said there was not enough safety data to allow them back on the market. Karen?
ABC's Vic Ratner live in Washington. In custody in England and indicted today in the U.S., three men suspected of plotting terror attacks on financial interests in New York, New Jersey, and Washington.
The defendants are charged with conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction against persons within the United States.
Deputy Attorney General James Comey hopes they can be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. Under tough questioning from a Congressional Confirmation Committee today, National Intelligence Director nominee John Negroponte promised to be objective and independent of political influence, if confirmed.
I believe that the President deserves from his Director of National Intelligence and from the intelligence community unvarnished truth.
Negroponte has been criticized in the past for allegedly ignoring human rights abuses. President Bush pumped up the troops at Fort Hood, Texas, as he marked the second anniversary of the fall of Saddam.
You're making an enormous difference for the security of our nation and for the peace of the world.
The mother of Michael Jackson's accuser is reportedly having second thoughts about testifying. Attorney and reporter Jim Murray says her testimony is crucial.
I don't think that this case can be supported without the mom taking the stand.
A small study shows antibodies may hold promise in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. In testing on 8 subjects, researchers at New York Presbyterian Hospital and Weill Cornell Medical Center say the infusion of antibodies that detect proteins suspected of causing it arrested cognitive function deterioration in 7. You're listening to ABC News.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
I was biting into a spare rib when Uncle Ernie dropped his chopsticks. I'd seen that look before. It was heartburn. Before you could say duck sauce, I handed him Pepcid Complete. Only Pepcid Complete works on heartburn in 2 ways. It starts to neutralize acid on contact and keeps heartburn from coming back all day or all night. In no time, Uncle Ernie was back in Mooshu heaven. Pepcid Complete. Just one and heartburn's done. Use as directed.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A MoDOT employee from House Springs has been seriously injured this afternoon when a car slammed into his dump truck near I-44 and Highway 50. That's in Franklin County. The Highway Patrol says the accident happened when Kimberly Brown of St. Clair lost control of her vehicle. It caused it to travel onto the shoulder. Her car then hit the rear of a dump truck, which was then pushed into MoDOT employee Mark Nugent, who was outside of it. Nugent suffering serious injuries, Brown moderate injuries. Backers and critics of St. Louis County's proposed smoking ban sounding off before the council's Justice and Health Committee this afternoon. Robin Anderson owns a tavern in St. Anne.
I am certain that if this ban is passed, I will close down, or at the very least make it very difficult to pay my bills. Even self would be hard to keep because they won't be making enough money to support their families either.
But Joyce Dovering spoke for the proposal.
When I breathe air with smoke in it, like I did when I came in this unfrozen here today, my lungs hurt. Just one cigarette will do that to me. I don't want anybody else to have to go through this. I wouldn't give this to my worst enemy.
Daryl Duran of the St. Louis Steamers testified for the bill as well. Executives from Harrah's Casino blasted the proposal. They warned the ban is going to cause layoffs in Maryland Heights if it passes. A second session is planned tonight from 7 to 9. That is expected to be standing room only. Missouri senior senator says while justice has been served for some Mallinckrodt workers, the federal government cannot leave other workers behind. Senator Kit Bond reacting to a recommendation for expedited payments for some Cold War-era Mallinckrodt employees.
For workers employed between 1942 and 1948 at the downtown site who suffer from any one of 22 specific cancers should now be eligible for immediate compensation of up to $150,000 from the federal government.
Bond renewing his call for compensation for Mallinckrodt workers employed between 1949 and 1956. A St. Louis-based candy maker suing a rival company and 3 of its own former employees for allegedly stealing its recipes and trademarks. The suit filed by Bissinger seeks unspecified damages against Lake Forest Confections. Bissinger attorney Bill Corrigan.
They're creating confusion with St. Louisans, and they're trying to mislead St. Louisans into thinking that by buying Lake Forest chocolate, they're really buying Bissinger's, which couldn't be further from the truth.
The law alleges that Lake Forest Confections is damaging the Bissinger brand. They're now asking for the court to issue a preliminary injunction to order them to stop copying practices and also recipes. On Wall Street, the Dow closes the day up 60, the NASDAQ Composite Index up 13, and the S&P up 6. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from meteorologist John Fuller. Showers diminishing tonight, cloudy, a low down to 47, and tomorrow cloudy, chance of morning rain and a high of 60 degrees. It's 65. I'm Brian Helsworth. KTRS News at 5:06. You're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Harris tonight. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
And Brian, South 270 is jammed from near Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 slow Hampton to Hamley. Eastbound 40 a little bit heavy from Lindbergh through Hamley due to an earlier stall. On southbound 55, it's not too bad at 270. Eastbound 270 is heavy. McDonald Boulevard through 170. Downtown, eastbound 40 slow near Union Station headed for the Poplar Street Bridge. A lot of scattered showers. Some wet roads this afternoon, but so far no reports of any major accidents, so everybody just be careful this afternoon. This report brought to you by HungryAgents.com. If you're selling your home, why pay 6 to 7% commission? At HungryAgents.com, full-service realtors in your area compete for your listing, and you save thousands at closing. Visit HungryAgents.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Get to Harris St. Louis and play celebrity poker with a twist. Get a chance to play with local sports stars Whitey Herzog, Ray Lankford, Tony Twist, and others. Stop by the Total Reward Center for a free entry, only at Harris St. Louis.
How do people react when they get a four-star hotel for a two-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Gary, I booked a hotel in San Francisco for Sally's wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Travelocity had a four-star for $199 a night, and Orbitz also had one for $199. But Hotwire had a four-star in Union Square with a pool.
So we're not staying with your parents?
For just $101 a night.
$101? Yes! No parents, no mothballs, no seeing your dad in a bathrobe. Hotwire.com. Log on and get a great hotel for less.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Deerdorf and Hart Steakhouse has been serving the dining needs of St. Louis for over 20 years. The downtown location with a great view has a sports bar that's perfect for after the game. The Westport location, convenient for everyone living in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Deerdorf and Hart serves only certified Angus beef steaks, aged at least 21 days and perfectly prepared to your liking. Business dinner, special occasions, or holiday get-togethers, make it Deerdorf and Hearts. Downtown or Westport, whichever location you choose, a reservation at Deerdorf and Hearts means your table is ready.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. If you have a leaky basement, you need to call EverDry Waterproofing. They have over 70,000 satisfied customers, including the co-host of the KTRS Home Improvement Show, Jim McMillan.
Well, this past January was the wettest January on record, and all that rain came right up in my basement. So I called EverDry. We decided on the option that would protect us best and then added the Easy Breeze system that expels that mildewy stale air that just recirculates through the furnace. I figure that'll help me outlast John Shea. I dreaded what came next, but the crew EverDry sent me put me at ease. They were clean, polite, and aware that they were in our home. In 3 days, they did what I thought was the impossible. They installed the complete system. They hauled away all the mess and even vacuumed our basement stairs. We will never have a water problem again, ever.
Call 1-800-229-2107. 12 months, same as cash. EverDry Waterproofing, the most trusted name in the nation for waterproofing. That's 1-800-229-2107.
I am waiting for the light to shine.
One of America's best love stories and one of Broadway's best musicals come together in the Deaf West Theater production of Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Deaf and hearing actors join to create a joyous spectacle of sound and silence that has been called magical and groundbreaking. Journey down the mighty Mississippi in this rousing adaptation of the Tony Award-winning show that combines gospel, blues, country, and Cajun music.
Look out for me.
Don't miss Big River, direct from Broadway.
Now on stage at the Fox Theater through April 24th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Don't miss Kids Night on Broadway, April 20th. Good seats are still available at the Fox box office and all MetroTix locations. 314-534-1111 or online at MetroTix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
With today's cars, trucks, and vans more expensive than ever before, you need to make your vehicle last longer than ever before. If your vehicle's engine or transmission is dying, Don't sell it. Replace the engine or transmission for much less with the help of the experts at Shreve's Engine Rebuilders. Shreve's has been the Midwest's largest retailer of remanufactured engines and components since 1958. They've served over 60,000 satisfied customers. Shreve's has three convenient locations, including their newest location on Veterans Memorial Parkway between Highway 94 and Zumbel in St. Charles. Ask about free towing. So if your engine or transmission is dying, don't replace the vehicle. Replace the engine or transmission with the help of Shreve's. For the location nearest you, call Shreve's at 314-421-5522. That's 421-5522. Or toll free at 1-888-421-5585. Shreve's Engine Rebuilders, setting the standard since 1958. Captain D's new jumbo chicken tenders. Savor the big, delicious flavor alone or mix your chicken tenders with fish or shrimp. A combo complete with fries, hush puppies, and a drink just $3.99 only at Captain D's.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of shit.
No,
oh, yeah, Larry.
Yeah.
Stand up, we're about to get Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 12th edition of Vineyard Playhouse. Playhouse today brought to you by Bandana's Barbecue. The word bandana and fantastic are kind of close, and it is fantastic barbecue. Let me ask our guest, Nick Vanuk. You ever had Bandana's Barbecue?
Yes, I have. It's great.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can say more about anything than it's great. You don't get better than great. He's a man of few words, but he knows his barbecue. Bandana's our sponsor. We'll talk about them and some other stuff after a round of introductions.
Hey!
Control board operator. He's either got some dirt on his face or he's growing a beard and a mustache.
Dirt. It's dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah,
it's Is it dirt?
He fell outside.
Peon the Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at
1-800-203-8384.
They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
I like the fact that Nick Vanuk was saying the phone number right along
with
us. Oh, yeah. That proves he's hardcore. He's a listener. Karen Vale.
Mm-hmm.
Is here.
Hi, everybody, and I'd like to ask for the bulletin there's for a, just a moment.
There's a chick after Nick.
I know. Hey, I know this lady.
All right, and here's my bulletin. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central St. Clair County in southwest Illinois until 5:45 this evening, for a half an hour. St. Clair County, the central portion of it, is under a severe thunderstorm warning. Continue now, Frank.
Who knows how many lives you may have just saved.
Thank you very much.
You are a lifesaver. That's Karen Vale. Dan Strauss in the house with the Strausser Mouse. Dan, how are you?
Oh, I am great today. Hello, everybody.
He Behemoth is in charge of security. When you're carrying a Deerberg's gooey butter cake, you better have security.
And it's one of the best.
Yeah, that right
ever,
now.
Ever.
Rat Boy's here.
Cheese.
No, gooey butter. Sorry, Rat Boy. Terry Davis here.
You St. Louis Cops, the ALS Golf Tournament, Betha's Golf Tournament. May 16th, be there or be square.
Be there or deal with Terry.
That's right, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that.
That's some tough talk. What day of the week is that, Saturday?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Well, let's see. We have a guest. It's Tuesday. His name is Nick Vanuk. Say hi to everybody there, Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Jim.
Steve's off today. How about Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra? Can't help but, as I look at the success of Bandana's, can't help but reflect and face the realization that this show is what made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds self-serving, but I think we're not 100% responsible. I think we're 95% responsible.
Didn't he have a little barbecue pit set up on the side of the road down in
Arnold?
On Jesco, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you drove by and smelled the smoke one day.
You know, you've now thrown in a part of the story that I've never revealed to people. I started the story with a trip to Alton, but it goes back further than that.
Alton.
You're absolutely.
You mean Arnold?
Arnold, I mean. Hey, you know what? I'm still under anesthetic. I went down to Arnold, and I never, ever told the real story as to what happened before that. But now that Terry's mentioned it, because I shared it with him, we were talking about rags to riches.
Bandanas to riches.
Well, yeah. And he's absolutely right, what Terry said. But it wasn't a grill. It was a hibachi.
Smaller than that.
Couldn't afford. And he had one rib on it. It was so small.
Did he carry it in a bandana? Is that how it did?
You know what? He had a bandana wrapped around his neck that he would take off and wipe the sweat off because it was a hot summer day. And he was on the side of the road, and he had a little cardboard sign. Please, please. Try my rib.
Buy my rib.
Yeah. And I pulled over because I did smell that smoke, even with that one rib. And I said, hey, buddy, what's your name? And he said, it's David. And I said, what do you got there? He said, I've got a rib. I wish I could afford more than one. I only have one. If somebody will just buy it, I know they'll like it. And I said, how much do you want for it? He said, $80.
Wow.
And I said, you're charging too much. That's the first thing.
Yeah,
I said, shut that price down. He cut it way down, and I tasted it. And I said, write your name down on a piece of paper.
That's the way business starts.
That's
though.
How it starts.
One rib, but you can buy two new ones.
He didn't have a piece of paper, did he? He wrote it on a bandana, didn't he?
No, he wrote it on that cardboard. And I remember I gave him $20, and I said, now you run off the store, and you get a double hibachi. And next time you cook two ribs.
Oh, man.
And he did. And it just went crazy from there. Now there are 13 bandanas, and they added chicken and, of course, pork and beef.
Turkey, too.
What do you like there, Nick, when you go to bandana?
I like to get chicken.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I love good barbecue chicken. And the side dishes are great. And now you know, as Paul Harris used to say before he left, where he passed away.
Paul Harvey.
He's still up.
He's here.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Good day.
That's right. Good day and good barbecue. Bandanas, 13 locations in the St. Louis area, and more to come. Springfield, Missouri, Columbia, Missouri, St. Joe, Bandanas. Today is the 50th birthday, and it's the birth date of the Declaration of Safety and Effectiveness of the Salk Vaccine for Polio.
Oh, yeah.
April 12th, 1955. It was officially declared safe and effective. And I was too little. I don't remember it. But apparently there was a time before this nation was in the grip of polio. Mm-hmm. I mean, FDR had polio. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had polio.
My dad had it.
Your dad had polio?
Yeah.
No kidding. And
was there always polio, or did it just start during that time?
There was probably always polio, wouldn't there be? I don't know anything about
disease. Along with a lot of other things that would get you.
Yeah.
But I remember going to elementary school with a guy who had polio, and it affected his legs. One leg was actually shorter than the other. He had
Isn't that what polio did, affect your legs?
I think so. I think that was the main
thing. Legs and your feet.
But
she went to grade school with FDR.
Well, for people that don't know...
Well, did you hear what Karen just said? I went to a school with a guy with polio, and it affected his legs.
I just remember...
Like, Karen's an idiot.
That was an unusual case.
Shut up, Joe! Yeah. I mean, he was able to walk, though. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. They did an interview as they celebrate the anniversary of the Salk vaccine with a guy up in Virginia, and he says that he had polio. He's a survivor, and he said when he was a kid that his mom and dad would not... They actually weren't allowed by the doctors to get near him. They thought it was contagious or something. And when he finally got to go home from the hospital, he was not allowed to play with anybody. Is that unbelievable?
That's tough.
Because, you know, back then, they didn't know. Maybe you can catch this if you touch these people or something. So, hey, virtually no more polio. I think there are isolated cases, are there, somewhere? Mm-hmm. But that's something we don't have to mess with anymore.
Let me check on our guest. How are you holding up there, Nick?
Just fine.
All right. Any questions so far?
No, not yet.
All right. I got a terrific email, and we're going to put this to rest. I got a couple of kind of nasty emails about what a complete ignorant moron I was when I was trying to calculate gas mileage. And you know what? I couldn't agree more. But I got a really good one from Bob Hartline, and he, in one paragraph, really said exactly what I was trying to say. We were talking about people who bite off a big debt and buy a different vehicle, a more expensive one, just because it got better mileage, and how maybe that's a knee-jerk reaction. Here's what he said. He said, I heard the show today, meaning yesterday, and I don't think you ever got the answer you're actually looking for. He says, so here we go. 15,000 miles a year driven in a vehicle that gets 20 miles per gallon equals 750 gallons burned in a year.
How many pounds in a gallon?
750 gallons at 2.25 per gallon means that in that year you will spend $1,687.50 for gas. Now, he says 750 gallons at $1.90, last year's price, since it went up 35 cents since this time a year ago, would be $1,425. So he gets what the point. He says, so this year minus last year, this year, literally with that vehicle and the same mileage, would cost you for the year $262.50 to drive the same vehicle. To keep that vehicle and keep driving it and not trade and take on other debt. So he says, and if you divide the $262.50 by 52 weeks, it's costing you this year $5.04. Just call it $5 a week more than last year. And he said he couldn't agree with me more about, there was another writer who wrote and said they absolutely agreed that whatever else you do to try to offset this, don't let $50 mm-hmm. or $100 keep your family from taking a vacation.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, it's up to you if you want to think that down the road it's going to get higher and higher and higher and you want to trade. But thank you, Bob, because I think you knew exactly what I was trying to do. University of Illinois, Chicago. They are getting, from the government, coming from the National Institutes of Health, $1 million a year for 5 years to find out if beer can help relieve the symptoms of menopause. I think this is a good idea.
Yeah,
because what you're doing is getting women in their 40s, 50s, getting them drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up! Shut up!
Yeah, because you're taking them from one spectrum to
Yeah. It says they're going to study hops for relief of menopausal symptoms and chasteberry to relieve premenstrual symptoms. What is chasteberry? What is that?
I don't know.
What is premenstrual syndrome?
Well, you know what? It could also create a really mean drunk, too.
Well,
you know what? You got a point.
You're a fire.
You know, this will be the first time ever that anybody said, take back our grant money.
Take the grant money back.
All right, Bruce, I need some creepy music. This is a really creepy story. In Morrisville, Vermont, there's a 17-year-old kid. He's in jail on $100,000 bail. He raided a cemetery, and he cut the head off of a corpse. Did you hear the story?
Yes.
This is really weird. Did you hear what he was going to do with it? Well, that's the weirdest part of all. Wait till we get to that.
Dan, stop laughing.
Says, yeah, stop.
This is like
a horrible
really
tragedy.
Demented
think
and
cutting the
altered.
Head off of somebody's relative is funny.
You didn't know if they did that to you.
This would be like your son doing that.
Oh, he has.
Said they had a funeral director come to the scene. They pulled the casket out, and sure enough, the head was gone. He didn't just cut it off. He took it with him. Now, this is the weirdest part. They believe, from what he told other people that they've interviewed, because he talked about this, he was going to turn the guy's head into a bong or a pipe to smoke marijuana in it.
Okay, now now you can laugh.
Wow.
Now, how do you do? What do you stuff it in the guy's mouth and suck it out of his nose?
I don't know. I guess you stick a pipe in the back of his head.
And fill his mouth?
Fill his lower jaw with water or something. Use it as a bong.
Was this a recent... I mean, it still had flesh on it and everything?
Oh, well, you know what it says? Or, doesn't it say corpse? So it doesn't say skeleton.
Yeah, it's corpse. It says corpse.
So he's just going to wait until all the skin...
Or was he going to boil the head?
Oh.
Well, really,
make
I mean...
cheese out
for
of it.
The first varying smoking degrees of domesticness.
Head cheese. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Would you want to know, though? Because they said they went to his widow.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't want any details. Yeah, but yeah. I would just assume they not even tell me that the body was tampered with.
Yeah.
You assume what you don't know. Isn't
yeah.
That?
Somebody in your husband's area of the cemetery got their head boiled and turned into a bong.
We're not going to tell you. Yeah.
We're not
husband.
Saying it's your husband.
Mildred Harold a bong, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Can you imagine being a parent of that kid?
No. Can you imagine going into his room and he's smoking a head?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, what in the world?
Yeah. I got this at the head show.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Did you think that up yourself?
Yeah. Well,
wow. Wow. Oh, that, didn't
it? Woo!
Man, for you, that was really, really
young
really.
Kids might not even know. 20 years ago, that's what they called the places where they sold all the
paraphernalia.
Oh, man. They last week, they dug up all this land in Moorpark, California, construction for a new housing development. I know you saw this on the news a few days ago, and then they turned up this well-preserved, these remains of this half-million-year-old mammoth. With both tusks, I mean, pretty well preserved. They said this thing was 12 feet tall. When I saw this on TV, I'm not kidding. I stood up in my kitchen and I looked up the ceiling and I thought, okay, well, can you imagine living
now
when you walk out to get the paper? And you hear something, you know it's not a dog.
Yeah.
And you look over and here's a 12 foot tall thing. I mean, I'm glad we don't have those. Oh,
between that and those pterodactyles?
And the
that
remains they leave
down
behind. That's
Oh.
You shovel your driveway.
Oh, yeah. You think if you think it's bad luck if you're going to step in a little pile of dog doo-doo in your front yard.
Mammoth mound.
Yeah. Ooh, you yeah. run your car into in a big pile, and it disappears in mammoth poop.
Yeah.
It's so big. You having a good time here, Nick?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're the one. Okay. Let's see. I guess we got... You want to do the polka, hey?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Hey!
Yeah! Okay.
And would you invite the ladies in?
Ladies, could you come in here, please?
Oh, that was good.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oldie but a goodie. Don't know why I thought of it, but I thought of it, so we'll do it today. It's a couple of kids walking along. It's a summer day. You know how in the summer out in the country, kids, they don't have anything to do. They walk along, kick a can, and just kind of looking for something to get into. Putting coins on the railroad tracks, let the train flatten it out. Just one of those lazy, let's look
lazy,
for something.
Lazy, hazy,
crazy days of summer. That's right. Kind of a stand-by-me type day. And the one kid calls the other one over. He says, hey, Jimmy. He says, come over here. You're not going to believe this. And he's looking down. And Jimmy comes over, and he looks down, too. And he says, holy cow, look at that. That's got to be like the deepest hole I've ever seen. What do you think it is? And his buddy said, Billy says, it must be a well, some kind of well. He says, man, that looks deep. Give me a rock. So they take a rock. He says, let's see how long it takes to hear the splash. And they throw the rock down. It doesn't.
Whoa.
And they look at each other, and Jimmy says, man, that thing must go all the way down through the core of the earth. Did you hear a splash? The other kid says, no, I didn't hear anything. He says, all right, go get that big boulder. There's like a boulder. He says, I'll go help you. It takes two of them to pick it up. And so they're struggling, and they walk over the hole, and they drop the boulder.
Which one of them's playing the snare drum? Is that Jimmy?
No splash.
Holy cow.
Billy looks at Jimmy. He says, this is unbelievable. He says, we got to find out how deep that thing is. It's so deep that whenever it does hit, we, so far away, we can't even hear it. He said, hey, look way over there. And they look like a, I mean, it's like 200 yards away, and they can just see what looks like a, it's a, like, it's a big truck axle. He says, let's go pick that thing up. Bring it over here and drop it in that hole. So they struggle and struggle, and they carry the truck axle, and they tip it up on one end, and they drop it in the hole. Nothing.
Ooh.
Wow, they are just, they discovered something here.
Mm.
He said, we got to go tell somebody. Man, if somebody ever fell, and just as they're talking about it, here comes a goat. And a goat running just as fast as it can run, and it runs right by Jimmy and Billy, and it dives head first into that well. I mean, breakneck speed, and just dives into that hole.
What?
They look at each other and just, they don't have to say anything. They've just witnessed the most bizarre behavior they've ever seen. So they start walking down the old dirt road, and a farmer comes up to them. And he says, hey, you boys. He says, yes, sir, can we help you? He says, did you boys see a goat by any chance around here? And Jimmy says, well, yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we did, and he was crazy acting. And the guy says, what do you mean? He said, well, my buddy and I, we were getting ready to walk home, and we had just discovered this big hole. And all of a sudden, this goat you're looking for just runs by as fast as he can, just dove in the hole like he was committing suicide or something. And the farmer says, well, that doesn't make any sense. I can't imagine why he'd do that. That goat was a happy goat. He never did anything that crazy. I can't believe it. I came out here to do a little work. I tied him up to a truck axle.
Hi, I'm Ellen Dierberg, and I want to talk to you about family and business. My great-grandfather started First Bank in 1910. He was an upstanding man with strong values and a commitment to the community. These values are at the core of First Bank. We're large enough to serve all your financial needs, yet small enough to care. And we get to know you by name. With over 165 branches, we're close to where you work and where you live. We offer full-service banking and handle everything from commercial real estate to online bill pay and everything in between. We're fast, friendly, and most importantly, not for sale. First Bank has been in our family for over 95 years, and we're going to keep it that way. I know it may be corny to talk about family and values when describing a bank, but when you help people buy a home, put kids through college, and see the smile of an 8-year-old that just opened her very own savings account, it makes you feel really good. If you don't bank with us, I'd like for you to give us a chance. We'll treat you like family.
First Bank, member FDIC.
5:33 at the Big 550. First up to tell you, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeast Monroe County now in southwest Illinois. That until 6 p.m. So that's northeast Monroe County, a severe thunderstorm warning until 6, keeping in mind until 5:45, central St. Clair County in southwest Illinois still under a severe thunderstorm warning. Now, despite the weather, we've had traffic problems too, and here's Paul Ford to tell us about that from the Golden Oak Lending JetCopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. And we got a big fire in North St. Louis at McKinley Steel. It's a junk fire. A lot of junk cars and rubbish is on fire. So nothing real valuable burning, but man, a lot of black smoke, and drivers are slowing to have a look. They're slow, first of all, on eastbound 70, approaching Riverview, where there's an accident in the left lane. Then eastbound 70 is slow, approaching Grand all the way through Cole Street, coming in through Adelaide and Cole Street. They're watching this fire at McKinley Steel, just north of 70, east of 70, I should say, and the smoke very thick and black right now. Westbound 40, slow Science Center to Hanley, slow 270 through Mason. Eastbound 40, slowing Spady through Lindbergh and Hanley. Westbound 70, slow approaching 370 through Mid Rivers and 79. Broadway at East Taylor, report of an accident. Westbound 44 at 141, they cleared an accident. And on westbound 44, that traffic a little sluggish in Big Bend through Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota owners, for a limited time, your Toyota dealer will change your oil and filter for just $11.95. Part of Metro Madness. Offer ends April 30th. See your local dealer for details. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Sunset Ford made a special purchase of 04 Mustang convertibles, 10 in stock, now just $331 a month with no money down and 2.9 financing to qualified buyers, only at Sunset Ford.
People, people, people of Illinois, you've been waiting. You've seen the jackpot grow and grow, and still it grows. People, the Mega Millions jackpot from the Illinois Lottery has now rolled over to over $110 million! Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now, people, people, with the jackpot now over $110 million, I need you to all do one thing. I need everyone to close their eyes, count to 10, and wait while I go and get my ticket.
The Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly.
You know, most of the email that I get is about Zero Res. That is absolutely no joke. People are so intrigued with the idea of a carpet cleaning company that leaves no residue behind, because it's finally sinking in that that is the only way to clean your carpet, because they've answered the $64,000 question. You know the one. You have your carpets cleaned, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, they seem dirtier than they were before you had them cleaned. That's because of the residue, and that residue acts as a magnet. It attracts all of the dirt and the bacteria right back to that carpet you just had cleaned. The Zero Res way keeps your carpets cleaner longer, saving you money in the end. How about that? And Zero Res had the highest cleaning results ever posted in competition with other cleaners. So what are you waiting for? Call 866-937-6739, 866-937-6739, ZeroResidue.com. That's the website, Zero Res.
I'm Adam Bold with the Mutual Fund Store. When do you plan to collect on your investments? In 30 years when you retire? In 20 years? Years when you build your dream home? In 10 years when you send a child off to college? When that time comes, will you have had the benefit of using an investment advisor who selected the best mutual funds from the more than 15,000 that are available? Or will you have used an advisor who limited you to just one family of funds? Will you have had the benefit of using an advisor who watched over your account every day and made changes as things change? Or one who sells you something and then leaves you to dangle in the breeze? At the Mutual Fund Store, we choose the best funds, watch over them every day, and there are never loads or transactions fees. Then we monitor your investments daily to make sure that you can meet your investment goals instead of selling you funds and then abandoning you to search for the next client. Wouldn't your dreams and goals benefit from the Mutual Fund Store? Call my advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan, only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand, regardless of your credit history, and we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide. So if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, your top.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
And the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for St. Louis County. It's in effect until 6:15. St. Louis County under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:15.
This is Bill Wilkerson.
If you or someone you know is suffering from diabetes, ulcers, nerve damage, here's some really good news for you. There's a new treatment that can actually reverse the effects of all of these illnesses. It's called anodyne therapy, and I've seen it for myself. Clinical studies have shown that anodyne therapy has restored sensation, reduced pain, and improved wound healing in 88% of the patients using the treatment. 88%. Anodyne therapy is now available in the St. Louis area at the Physicians Health Group, located in the Merrimack Valley Plaza, Marshall Road, and 141 in Valley Park. Call them today at 636-225-3030 for an appointment and see for yourself. It's a simple, painless procedure that only takes about 20 minutes, and it really works. One patient said it was the first time in 10 years that she could feel her feet. Call the Physicians Health Group today at 636-225-3030 and discover what anodyne therapy can do for you. That's 636-225-3030.
The Vincent K. Blair Agency specializes in individual and family health insurance. For honest answers from a local agency, call 961-7777 or VincentKBlair.com.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
This guy who's got it knocked, he's out in Southern California, goes to Hawaii, I think 18 times a year. Is finished. His work day is pretty much finished by about 7:30 on the golf course at 8 o'clock. Surfer, handsome, good looking. I mean,
what?
Oh, yeah, gets mistaken. Oh, wait, is this Mike Evans?
Yeah,
it's Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Time to talk to Mike Evans. He's brought to you by T.R. Hughes. You are thinking about a home in St. Charles County. How could you go through with a home purchase or build a home without at least taking a look at what T.R. Hughes has to offer? On the web, trhughes.com. Ladies and gents, Mike Evans.
Hey, Mike. When's the last time you surfed?
Every time I go to Hawaii, I surf.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
He still surfs. He's in such great shape. Say hi to our Tuesday guest. His name is Nick.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Michael Jackson's accuser stepdad took a stand today and said he believes the boy was brainwashed at Neverland. It just keeps getting more bizarre. The mom is expected to take the stand tomorrow. If she doesn't take the stand, Jackson may walk. A lot of it's going to rely on her testimony.
All right, can I jump in and mention something to you that I know you probably know, but I saw it this morning, and I had never heard this. And this is very strange to me, about the woman who is the mother of the first kid that got paid off, like a dozen
years. She testified yesterday that Michael Jackson sobbed and cried and begged her to let her son stay with him.
But how about the part that he's 25 now, and she said she hasn't spoken to him in 11 years?
Mm. Oh. Her son. When he was 16, he left home. I'm sure there were issues between those two, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but boy, that just seems very strange to me.
Oh, it does. How about a movie review?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interpreter.
Oh, this looks great. Oh.
Directed by Sidney Pollack and starring Sean Penn, Nicole Kidman. Great movie. Spy thriller, sophisticated, easy to follow. Sometimes I go to movies like these and I'll sit and look at them. I'll look to Cheryl and I'll go, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah.
But this was actually pretty easy to follow. Sean Penn's great. Nicole Kidman. Looks younger. Looks a little vulnerable and more gorgeous than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Edge of your seat stuff, great music score, little over 2 hours, PG-13, 3 stars.
Right.
More Nicole Kidman news. Word is that Nicole's very serious about Stephen Bing. Friends even say that they wouldn't be surprised if they got married. Nicole says she'd also like to have a baby, and of course Stephen Bing knows all about that. He's the one that knocked up Elizabeth Hurley.
He's entertained Elizabeth Hurley and Nicole Kidman.
Bada boo, bada bing.
Now he can die.
Isn't he like a big time rich?
Anyway. No.
No surprise here, but the last 45 minutes of the Masters Sunday saw the biggest television ratings ever for a Masters event, doubling thanks to Tiger Woods.
That's the first time I had really seen his wife. Oh, babe. She's a babe.
Oh, yeah.
First time I had seen his mom.
Oh, yeah.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
I gotcha. American Idol's tonight. If they don't throw off that woman beater, I don't know what to do.
Oh, tonight has to be his night. Him or Anthony.
Either one
I'd be fine with.
There's also word that some of the staffers say that they've overheard contestants say it might be a good move to blow the competition when it gets to the last few nights, they could be thrown off the show, still have enough exposure they could get a recording contract, and not have to put up with the 5 to 7 year American Idol stiff contract, which that keeps them from doing anything that they want.
You said it might be a good idea to blow the
competition.
Who do you think you are, Rush Limbaugh?
blow the stiff competition.
Hey, Mike, Nico has to the top 10.
I thought it was top 12.
They still have a year. They have to go out and do a tour.
Nico's going to be part of that.
Yeah.
Hot sports scoop.
We'll take it.
Mark my words. Within the next couple of weeks, some huge names in Major League Baseball will be suspended for steroids. None of these, these salt pepper rappers. I'm talking about some big names in baseball.
Like Stan Musial?
No, I don't think so.
He's retired. No, he's retired.
Clemente?
And finally.
This was the best one ever.
It was?
Yeah.
Mary-Kate Olsen. Wants to be called Margaret for now on. She says that's her new name.
So
Margaret.
Do I. That's what I want to be called.
What a
Margaret.
Just
call her Madge. Has been gaining weight. That's good news. She says she gains weight by drinking 10 vanilla milkshakes a day. And eating lots and lots of onion rings dipped in mayonnaise.
That's my kind of food.
Jose Jimenez.
Oh.
Yeah, for those old enough to know the Ed Sullivan Show, somebody should have come out back then with a mayonnaise called Jose Jimenez. Really? That would have been a big seller. Hang on a second. I think our guest is interrupting again. What do you want?
Nothing. I'm sorry, Frank.
All right. Okay. I accept your apology. That was Mike Evans from Southern California. We welcome your calls if you want to jump in and chat for the little time we have left. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. You know how who sounds just as good now as he did years ago, and I've heard him recently on some commercials? Jay Randolph. He sounds exactly... You know how some people, their voices don't age?
Yeah.
He still sounds...
I would agree with you.
Mm-hmm. And I always enjoyed hearing him, especially on a golf tournament. He was perfect for golf. So I just thought I'd mention that. Good to hear Jay still out there. And I had breakfast yesterday morning with a friend, a good friend. And when they brought out our coffee, this is not a commercial. It's not a Thomas Coffee commercial. It's an observation. They brought out a coffee, and it was in a big white cup, and it looked so good and rich. And I tasted it. It was the strongest, worst coffee that I have ever tasted. And when I asked the guy what it was, he said, well, that's the way we serve it. And I think you all know what it was. It was that big name brand coffee. I don't get that. It seems to me that the appeal of that coffee is to make it so strong and so bitter that you can hardly take it. But it's all about jolt, caffeine jolt. And he said, well, you know, young people like that coffee because it gives them a caffeine jolt. When you're young, you don't need a caffeine jolt.
No.
What is it with a bunch of young people that need Red Bull and what? I mean, that's when I could, I had the energy and I could stay awake. But it was, holy cow, is it hard.
They ought to serve jolt in old folks' homes.
You bet.
That's where they ought to put it.
But it was terrible coffee. And when he set it down, he spilled some out of the cup onto the saucer, and it brought back a memory that I have not thought of this, honestly, for 40 years. My dad, have you ever seen anybody do this? Pour coffee in the saucer
to cool it and drink it out of the saucer.
Yeah, a lot of people in our parents' generation did that.
Yeah.
But now, because everything is so proper, you never see that.
No, and now you don't even see saucers.
No.
You really don't.
No.
You go to anybody's house, it's a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was so common to drink right out of the saucer, just to cool it, because it was so hot. All right, just an observation. That's all. Our guest is Nick Vanook. And how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You still don't have one single question or observation, do you? You may be the quietest guest we've ever had.
Maybe.
But you're no trouble. You know, you have what do you drive?
An 05 Ford Escape.
Oh, that's a fine vehicle. Ford Escape is a fine vehicle. 05, it's new.
Yeah.
You don't need to trade. You load them. What's your wife drive?
Fiance, remember?
No, I'm sorry. I keep fiance.
That's right. She has an 04 Mazda 6.
So you drive the better car of the two.
Yes.
Well, I know you don't get married till November, but now just stay with me and think about this. Think about the expression on her face. Try to envision what she will say and what her face will look like when, after your wedding, you go outside the church or the courthouse or wherever you're going to get married, and instead of just being whisked away in, you know, a limo or somebody else, whatever, why don't you toss her some keys and say, hey, honey, why don't we leave here in your new Cadillac Escalade?
Oh,
now, that would be something.
She would love that.
Well, I bet she would. And you know what that says? That says, I love you so much that you're good enough for a Cadillac, and I'm willing to put out the money for it, and I want you for the rest of your life. If you're going to be my wife, I want you to have the best.
If
that's the statement
her,
it makes.
Sure. If you love her, you'll probably do it. Otherwise, who knows?
I think you're thinking about it.
Yes, I am.
All right. Where would you get the Cadillac? Do you have any idea?
I'm thinking Bomarito.
Wow.
That's exactly right. Where Price sells Cadillac, Bomarito Cadillac. They not only like to, but they generally do keep about 100 new Cadillacs in stock. So that means there are plenty of CTSs, plenty of the traditional DeVilles, plenty of Escalades, SRXs. I can't say plenty of XLRs because I don't think any dealer keeps a lot of XLRs. XLR is the hardtop retractable convertible, the two-seater, that my son says looks like a Batmobile. It is pretty slick. But if you're in the market for Cadillac, what you need to know is this. They've been doing this for over a dozen years. They know how to sell Cadillacs and put people behind the wheel. They also know that Price sells Cadillacs, and they're easy for everybody to find. Interstate 70, Cave Springs, and St. Peter's, the place where, well, the newlywed couple in November, the Vanooks, may be driving their new Escalade, if all goes well. Bomarito Cadillac, where Price sells Cadillacs.
While passing through U.S. Customs, Oscar Wilde was asked if he had anything to declare. He shot back, nothing but my genius. That same strain of absolute self-assurance is engineered into the very DNA of Cadillac CTS. Its V6 engine is perfectly balanced by a handling system that exudes confidence in every turn. As for the distinctive angular styling of CTS, let's just say it's sharper than the famous Wildean wit. Is it conceited to call CTS world class? As a modern-day Oscar Wilde put it, it ain't bragging if you can do it. Cadillac CTS. Breakthrough.
Test drive the new 2005 Cadillac CTS and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
I'm really behind on my bills. I do own my home, but my credit isn't exactly perfect. Those high-interest credit cards are ruining me. Is there anything I can do to get out of debt?
We need that loan now, or we are going to get our cash.
Tired of playing games? Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999 for the right answer. Yes.
American Equity Mortgage said yes.
Even with less than perfect credit, I got the cash I needed. American Equity Mortgage said yes. I'm saving hundreds of dollars every month.
American Equity Mortgage said yes. We closed in 1 week. Say yes to a loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you 24 hours a day. 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
555 at the Big 550. A few storms have popped up. Let's see if it's affecting traffic. Here's Paul Ford from the Golden Oak Lending. Checkcopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. You are correct that we have a lot of slow traffic. Southbound 270 jam 70 all the way to Doherty Ferry. Still a car fire south 270 south of Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 70 is slow west of Grand to Cole Street. Part of the problem, drivers looking at a big fire at the McKinley Steel plant, which is at Bremen and Hall Street in North City, a rubbish fire. And a lot of smoke. Nothing real major burning, but junk and trash. Northbound 55 ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, report of a stall. Westbound 70 slow Union to Riverview, where there's an accident in the left lane. Westbound 70 slows again 370 through Mid Rivers. Westbound 40 jams at the Science Center through Hanley. Slow again from Spady through Mason Road. Eastbound 40 jams west of Spady all the way through Hanley. And westbound 44 is jammed west of Hampton all the way to Elm due to the rain. Also, East Taylor at Broadway, an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. This report of service of Kohl's Department Store. Don't miss the spectacular savings this Wednesday only with Kohl's Big Wednesday special throughout the entire store. Kohl's Big Wednesday is tomorrow, Wednesday, one day only, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
When you said Kohl's Big Wednesday will be tomorrow, Wednesday, you know, somehow I knew you weren't going to say their Big Wednesday was going to be Thursday. I just knew it. I'm psychic that way.
And it was 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's 10 p.m.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Take it easy. Okay. Do you cook, Nick?
Not too much.
I don't cook. I don't know how to cook. My wife doesn't know how to cook. We don't know how to cook. This Dierberg School of Cooking. That'd be one of those things that when you have a little time, you're kind of maybe not retired so much as just get some other obligations out of the way. I never at one point in my life thought I'd ever care about cooking, but I can sort of see going in and putting together a nice, you know, lasagna or something. Sure. Maybe down the road one of these days. The cooking school, it is fantastic at Dierberg's, and it should be because this was the first supermarket in the United States to offer a cooking school in the supermarket. They have kids summer classes for all of those of you who say, well, you know, what do the kids, and it doesn't take kids long, you know, about 2 weeks in the summer, I don't have anything to do.
Oh, that's true.
Well, you know what, how about the cooking school? Be fun for them. The classes are small. You can get brochures about the classes, what's available at their website, dierbergs.com. And, you know, Jim Holder's coming on here in a minute. Heck, they ought to have him as a guest barbecue teacher or something at the cooking school. They have them for kids and adults. They have them for couples. I know they have classes for husbands and wives. I don't think that's a very good idea for us. In my case, I don't think that's good. But for some people, I know it works. If you want to know more, and they are limited in size, so everybody gets an upfront, hands-on cooking experience. There are four cooking school locations: South County at Dierberg South Roads, West County at Dierberg's Clarkson Clayton, Creve Coeur at Dierberg's West Oak, and Bogey Hills, Zumbel Road and Highway 70. Dierberg School of Cooking. Here's a guy who needs no barbecuing lessons, Jim Holder. Hello, Jim.
Frank, how are you? I am aiming a PL.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Say hi to our Tuesday guest. His name is Nick.
Hey, Nick, what's happening?
Hi, Jim.
You got Cardinal tickets tonight? Hey. Oh, please.
You got tickets?
No, I don't.
No tickets tonight. Well, Cardinals and Cincy are scheduled. By the way, this is a Cadillac Sports update. Cardinals and Cincinnati expected tonight. But there'll be a lot of baseball talk. And like last night on the Mid-America Chevrolet's Big Sports Show with Randy Carricker and Big John Hadley, a lot of NFL talk. Mm. And we're only 11 days, believe it or not, from this year's NFL draft to be held on the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd, and the 24th. So plenty of exciting things tonight between 6:30 and 9 o'clock. Cardinals and Cincinnati go tonight. Jason Marquis will pitch for the Cardinals. These teams played 19 times last year, and the Cardinals won 14, so they certainly had the upper hand. They were 7-2 at Busch against Cincinnati last year, and Marquis won his only decision against Cincinnati last year. There's one game in progress this afternoon in the bottom of the eighth in Los Angeles. The Giants lead L.A. 8-5. Kirk Reeder allowed five runs to L.A. in his five innings of work. So as it stands, if the Giants win, he'll get his first win of the year. He lost his first decision. And the NFL and its players have agreed to follow stricter standards for testosterone levels for the start of next year. Sure, that'll be discussed tonight with Randy and Big John on the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Better have a great one.
Talk to you tomorrow. That's why I couldn't play pro ball. They have a limit on testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
I went way over.
What?
Hey, look, it's 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase.
It's been voted 5-4. Non-approvable.
In a narrow vote, an FDA advisory panel denied a request to approve the use of Inamed silicone gel breast implants. ABC's Dick Ratner explains.
The panel heard medical testimony that silicone breast implants are safer now and that they offer women more comfort than alternatives. But there were also anguished stories from women who told of years of serious illness from implant failures. One practicing plastic surgeon on the panel said she just did not feel good enough about the safety to allow the silicone breast implants back on the market.
The Justice Department today indicted and hopes to extradite three suspects now in custody in England accused of plotting terror attacks in the U.S. ABC's Pierre Thomas says they allegedly gathered first-hand information last summer, triggering those security alerts.
This is the surveillance team that allegedly did the work to put together the surveillance on those key buildings. We're told that they have gone to those buildings and shown pictures of these men to officials at those buildings to see if they were in fact there, and we are being told that there is confirmation that these men in fact were in and out of these buildings a great deal.
In other news, Britney Spears says the rumors are true. ABC's Dave Alpert is live in Los Angeles with the details.
In a posting on her website, the 23-year-old pop star informs her fans the time has finally come to share our wonderful news. We are expecting our first child together. While it will be the first for Britney, Spears' husband, 27-year-old Kevin Federline, is already a father to two children with his ex, actress Shar Jackson.
ABC's Dave Alpert live in Los Angeles. Coming out of the closet with deadly results in Nashville, Tennessee.
Certainly, this particular case is the most unique or bizarre situation we've had here in a while.
Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron says a man who caught his wife's lover living in their closet was beaten to death, allegedly by the other man. He's charged with homicide. He was discovered by the husband when he snored. You're listening to ABC News.
People all over the country are responding to the genuine challenge. It's about service. Genuine parts and service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get the works. An oil change with up to 5 quarts of Motorcraft oil, tire rotation, expert inspection, and more. Just $34.95 or less. Come in, compare, and see for yourself. Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealer for details. Your $529.05.
With savings this big, you can expect Wednesday to be your new favorite day of the week. It's Big Wednesday at Kohl's, and it's this Wednesday only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. You'll find Big Wednesday specials store-wide, like 40 to 50% off a big selection of polos for the family and Mrs. Junior's and Girls Capris. Save 30 to 50% on all men's and women's cross-training, walking, and basketball shoes, and 40 to 50% on a big selection of kitchen electrics. Don't miss your chance to save big at Kohl's Big Wednesday sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:15 for St. Louis County. The storm has been affecting, among other communities, Chesterfield, Wildwood, Ellisville, and Kirkwood. There are also reports at this hour of a house fire that's been caused by a lightning strike near Columbia, Illinois. That is reported to be on Crystal Lake Road. The man whose body was found in a burning dumpster overnight has been identified as 20-year-old Damon Whitney. Detectives say Whitney had been shot in the head. Firefighters responding to the dumpster fire found the man. No arrests have been made. Opening arguments underway in the trial of a St. Louis man charged for a violent 2003 crime rampage. 19-year-old Antonio Howard is charged with second-degree murder and 27 other counts. Supporters say St. Louis County's proposed smoking ban will protect residents. Opponents say it will cost jobs. The two sides packing council chambers this afternoon for a public hearing. Marty Ginsburg owns the Sports Page Bar in Chesterfield.
If we're so concerned about health and safety in St. Louis County, how many people have died
from secondhand smoke compared to the kids that are drag racing in St. Louis County. Let's do something about those issues.
However, Peggy Brown of Town and Country spoke for the smoking ban.
I want to implore all of the council and County Executive Dooley to back this proposal. It's the right thing and the critical thing to do for kids.
The County Council's Justice and Health Committee plans a second session tonight that'll run from 7 until 9. MoDOT currently holding an open house until 7 tonight, asking for the public's feedback on choosing from three different construction options involving a strip of Clayton Road between Baxter and Clarkson. That open house going on again until 7 tonight. About a dozen Washington University students continue a hunger strike. They've been calling on university workers to earn what they term a living wage.
Washington University's chancellor has said that they will commit $500,000 toward improving the employees' wages and benefits, but the protesters still say that's not enough.
Because this is a living wage sit-in. We're sitting in for a living wage, and that didn't mention living wage at all. In addition, some of the things that we view as being more important, like the rights for campus campus service workers to organize without any threats coming from their employers.
The students are in day 9 of their sit-in. The university has told them that they are violating the university's judicial code. Sanctions could include warnings up to possible expulsion. From Washington University, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. Now meteorologist John Fuller has the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
For the rest of the night, mostly cloudy skies with weakening showers and thunder showers moving out of the area and spotty in nature. Winds northwest at 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, variable cloudiness early with some spotty light rain showers possible very early, then decreasing clouds, a high of 60 degrees, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear Wednesday night with a low of 43 degrees. Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny, 64 the high on Thursday. Friday, 70 degrees. Saturday, pretty nice also, partly cloudy and 72. I'm News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller for the Big 550 KTRS.
57 degrees, again a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:15 for St. Louis County. Our traffic report is sponsored by Midwest Bank Center. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. A lot of slow traffic. Southbound 270 is lining up from 70 all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound on 70 heavy going, approaching Riverview where there was an earlier accident, and then it slowed 370 through Mid-Rivers. On westbound 40, just heavy McCausland to Hanley and slow Spady to Mason. Eastbound 40 is slowing from west of Spady all the way through Hanley downtown. Westbound 44, slow pockets approaching the river to Pear through Elm. On northbound 55 ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, report of an earlier stall. And a lot of problems because of this big jam, south 270, between 70 and Doherty Ferry. A lot of slow traffic on westbound Olivet, slow from 270 to 141. Westbound Ladue was slow from Mason to 141. And south Lindbergh is jammed from Olive through Highway 40. Now, this report is brought to you by Captain D's Restaurants. Captain D's new jumbo chicken tenders. Savor their big, delicious flavor alone or combo your chicken tenders with fish or shrimp. A complete meal with fries, hush puppies, and a drink, only $3.99 at Captain D's. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. You've never seen a bank that looks like this. Come visit our new location next to Annie Gunn Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
Dad, we've never played this course before. How'd you know the distance over the greenside bunker on 17?
I'm wise. You know, I tried to tell you it hit 6-iron, not 7 on the last hole. Remember, father knows best.
Speaking of wisdom, the more I think about it, Dad, it's like you played this course before. What's the secret?
Okay, here it is. I just discovered the Fairway Guide of St. Louis, a CD-ROM for your home computer, and even your old man's state-of-the-art with the latest golf resource guides.
Tell me more about the St. Louis Fairway Guide.
It features over 70 public courses in the area, photos of every hole, tee to green, playing tips from the host professionals, scorecards, printable maps, all the tools you need to play the golf course for the first time. The Fairway Guide is invaluable. It includes over $1,200 in green fee coupons.
Wow. Now, how am I going to get my copy of the Fairway Guide?
It's simple. Log on to thefairwayguide.com, and for only $39.99, you can order yours today. Speaking of money, time for you to pay up, bud.
Oh, man.
When it comes to car shopping, you can run around or you can relax with carsoup.com.
Log on to CarSoup and shop your favorite local dealers and local private sellers with just a few easy clicks on your computer. You can get vehicle history reports and insurance quotes on CarSoup. You can even find out the trade-in value of your car. And if you're interested in a new vehicle, get this. When you find the car you want, you can request a price from one, two, or more CarSoup dealers. Getting a price before you visit the dealer is a great way to save time. And you'll get the best price because CarSoup dealers actually compete for your business. It's the ultimate online shopping experience at the area's premier automotive website. So, drop the runaround and relax. Shop cars the easy way with CarSoup.com.
Get the best deals on wheels. Visit CarSoup.com for St. Louis's best choice of local cars, trucks, RVs, and more. The web's best wheels, CarSoup.com.
One of America's best loved stories and one of Broadway's best musicals come together in the Deaf West Theater production of Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Deaf and hearing actors join to create a joyous spectacle of sound and silence that has been called magical and groundbreaking. Journey down the mighty Mississippi in this rousing adaptation of the Tony Award-winning show that combines gospel, blues, country, and Cajun music.
Look out for me.
Don't miss Big River, direct from Broadway.
Mystery.
Now on stage at the Fox Theater through April 24th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Don't miss Kids Night on Broadway, April 20th. Good seats are still available at the Fox box office and all MetroTix locations. 314-534-1111 or online at MetroTix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
Hi, I'm Jill Farmer, and as a TV reporter for 10 years dealing with homeowners' nightmares, I can tell you Wood Basement Systems is the company to call if you have a wet basement, crawl space, foundation cracks, or foundation settling problems. Call 800-388-9326 for a free inspection. I'm Jill Farmer, and I highly recommend Wood.
Hi, this is Kara, and I'm a Woods customer. I was so tired of vacuuming up water in my basement. We had leaks in two wall cracks and water coming up along the front wall. I had heard some good things about Woods, so I called for a free estimate. I really liked the way Woods came in and took the time to explain why we were having these problems and didn't pressure us to buy. Woods installed a curing and waterproofing system, and it worked. Our basement has been dry now for 2.5 years, and our foundation isn't settling anymore.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Call 1-800-388-9326.
Looking for a bank with an empowered staff that can respond to the needs of your growing business? Then look to Heartland Bank. Heartland Bank. We mean business.
The Vincent K. Blair Agency specializes in individual and family health insurance. For honest answers from a local agency, call 961-7777 or VincentKBlair.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Yeah, it's just Celine Dion.
No, but I remember when we played Grand Funk Railroad's version of this when we were on the classic rock station. Grand Funk, a classic rock. We got in trouble. Remember that? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. We got in trouble for everything.
I know it.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Bob has kind of a traffic bulletin, I guess. Could cause big problems.
Well, hey, Bob.
Hi, Frank. How are you this evening?
Doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm all right, but I do have a possible, I don't know all the details yet, the ramp from 270 northbound onto Manchester. Apparently, they have had some kind of a slide underneath it, right where they rebuilt the whole thing by West County Shopping Center.
Sure.
And they have fire trucks and emergency vehicles out there, and they're saying that depending upon the extent of the slide, they may be having to close the ramp from northbound 270 onto Manchester Road. Now, I don't know if it would affect the Manchester overpass or not.
And what do you mean the slide?
Mudslide. Where they built up a big embankment right next to the ramp by going up into West County Shopping Center.
Okay.
Apparently, a lot of that dirt, including portions under the pavement, have given way from rain and have just kind of slid down, and it's just kind of like a minor earth slide, and they don't know how much dirt apparently has slid out from underneath the pavement.
Well, let me ask you a question.
But they're talking about possibly having to close it.
Let me ask you a question. As a non-engineer, that's a brand new ramp.
That's a brand new ramp.
How could you not know that maybe the dirt under it will wash out?
It would seem to me that that's something that you would try to take into consideration.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Apparently, you know what they didn't do? They didn't check the solvers. That's what their problem is.
The problem
is
they didn't check with the power reflow.
That's what he said.
We lost your signal. What did you say? They didn't check.
I said the problem is they didn't check with the problem solvers before they did this.
Well, they didn't check with somebody.
But if you want to have more work coming up.
Didn't check with the problem solvers.
Oh, Peon's got a good idea. All this ensures more work.
Yeah.
More hours, more pay.
Whoops.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, let's fix this so it'll wash out from under the ramp and we got more work.
You got your shovel?
Well, Bob, thank you for that warning.
Yeah, you might want to check with MoDOT for more details.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bob. But we lost him again.
What is wrong with those people out in Southern California who buy those homes precariously on the edge of a cliff when they know, you know, they've seen the film clips of those houses sliding down?
Well, that's why they do it. They want to be on the news.
I guess.
Yeah, they've seen it on the news.
People do. Yeah.
Let's build one of those. All right, our guest is Nick Vanuk. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Vanuk. He seems like a nice guy. He doesn't say very much.
They should make you a saint. Then you could be Saint Nick Vanuk.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you're my son.
Oh, it's on.
We all heard it.
Unfortunately.
All right. Let's give out some gifts.
Sorry.
Oh, no. You know what? Stop the music. We're not going to give out gifts. We're going to do this first. And I'll start it off because I have to talk about Jimmy Yens. So I'll talk about Jimmy Yens by giving our guest a Jimmy Yens gift certificate.
Whoa. You're the first.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Yeah.
Have you been to Jimmy Yens?
Actually, I have. I went there with my fiance, and it was very good. I had the peanut noodles. I don't remember what she had.
That is one of their hottest sellers. Now, here's your next thing to get. Thai pizza.
That's what Dan is saying.
Stuff. Unbelievable.
Oh.
And I know that just sounds like advertising talk. Oh, it's unbelievable. No, this really is a pizza like you've never had before. So you try the Thai pizza.
I'll do that.
You don't like it, and if you tell the truth and you're honest with me, I'll buy your pizza if you don't like it, okay?
I'll use my gift certificate.
All right, be honest about it. Jimmy Yens. Jimmy Yens has come up with a pizza like no other pizza that I've ever tasted. It's called Thai pizza. That's our first suggestion. Second suggestion is you moms with daughters. Every Monday at Jimmy Yens, they offer an opportunity for mom and daughter to have dinner together at Jimmy Yens, and you can have any noodle or rice dish for just $4.95, or mom gets a free glass of wine. So there's another reason to try Jimmy Yens. Lunches. Stress of the middle of the day. Get away. Go to lunch. Instead of the same old places, try Jimmy Yens. It's going to become a regular lunch spot. Now, we haven't told you what Jimmy Yens is. Jimmy Yens is a Pan-Asian restaurant. Don't let that scare you away. Look, I've been in places. My wife has taken me in places, and I look up at the name, and I have no idea what it is. Where are we going? I'm afraid I'll look stupid when they come around to take an order. Nobody is going to look stupid at Jimmy Yens because they got very nice people and a walk-up menu. You stand and read the menu, and they'll answer any questions you have. They'll help you sort of understand what some of these dishes are. Some of them you'll recognize, you know, pot stickers, lettuce wraps, things like that. It's 7 minutes from Clayton. So you Clayton folks, something different, Jimmy Yens. Quick service. Average time from when you say, I'll take this, 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 and this, till you watch them preparing it in the open kitchen, sit down, and it's brought to you. Average order filling time, 10 minutes.
Oh.
10 minutes. It is affordable, it's clean, it's bright, it's fun, and it's different, and you're going to like it. Jimmy Yens, it's in Rock Hill, right across from the Hacienda restaurant on Manchester. Look right across the street from the Hacienda, and you'll see a little strip center, and they're right on the corner. Jimmy Yen's. Now the gift-giving music.
Nope.
Oh, no.
First.
Oh, no. Another bulletin.
Right.
I noticed that Karen wasn't here. She's down in the KTRS Weather Center.
Oh, that's right.
Karen, what's going on down there?
Well, Frank, the National Weather Service has extended that severe thunderstorm warning for St. Louis County. It's now in effect until 7 tonight. So for Central St. Louis County, 7 o'clock, the severe thunderstorm warning. Back to you, Frank.
You come on back in here.
Okay. Be right there.
All right. She's down the hall in the weather. Now. The gift. Finally.
Yeah.
I bet you thought you weren't going to get any gifts. You have your Jimmy Yen's gift certificate.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you already know. You've been there. You know how good that is. How about another certificate? This is the one for all the skeptics, the doubting Thomases, the people who say, you're a liar. You were not on that show. This certificate says it all. It says Nick Vanuk was a special guest April 12, 2005 on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. How about that?
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
You bet. Well, it's an understatement. We know you don't drink coffee. You actually had your very first taste of coffee right here on our show. That's kind of a privilege. That's like if you're Carson and you have Tiny Tim get married on your show.
Yeah, you had the best. Start with the best.
You'll never settle for the rest. Here's a can of Thomas Coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can.
Thank you.
That is yours at no charge. Ballpoint pen. Seems like a simple thing, doesn't it? Just a ball, but it's not.
It really does.
But it's not just a pen because it says I was a guest on Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Big 550 KTRS. It's all written on that pen. Have you ever used Germex?
No, I haven't.
Why not? You like germs?
No, maybe.
You like disease? You like making people sick?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, who knows how many people you've infected?
That's true.
Yeah. This is the finest germ killer. Germex waterless hand sanitizer. Open it up. Squirt a little bit out on your hand there. Kill those germs. Be careful now.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Too much.
Rub it all around there.
Oh, man.
You know, we've introduced you to two things today.
Yeah.
Coffee and Germex.
Yes, you have.
That's some good stuff there. Germex waterless hand sanitizer.
The president uses it.
The president of the United States uses it. How about a Mark?
Frank opinion.
That's right, Mr. President. How about a Mark Harris Middle of the Day, Middle of America coffee mug?
He's here. He works here in the
Mark Harris
of the day.
Works here.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, he works here, and he does work here.
He's a heck of a nice guy.
And we make no bones about it. We admit these were formerly Paul Harris cups, and when Paul passed away,
he moved away.
Oh, that's right.
He moved
where the listeners are dead. There's your Mark Harris cup.
Wow.
Thank you. You like plastic?
Yes, I do.
You like white?
Yes, I do.
Then you'd love white plastic. There's a white plastic. Here, listen. This is a
quiet. That's real plastic.
That's white plastic.
Dishwasher safe.
Dishwasher safe.
Top rack.
This is a super compact, lightweight polystyrene beverage holder, hand-lettered. Hand-lettered. No two are exactly alike. Numbered, holds hot or cold beverage.
Thank you very much.
And I know that as a guy who never tasted coffee till today, there have to have been many times in your life when you're out with people, or it's morning, and everybody around is saying, I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll have a cup of coffee. What about you, Nick? No, I don't drink coffee.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Hey, you're a weirdo. And you felt different. It's happened, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
And you probably thought,
what do you think you are, a white squirrel?
Yeah. And you probably had people say, oh, man, you're the white squirrel of this bunch. Yeah. What they meant was, you're different. Just like the white squirrel is different. But he's not different in all the Illinois, home of the white squirrel from heaven. And it's okay to be different, and this picture proves it. Here's a little white squirrel basking in the same sun, enjoying the same scenery as the brownish red squirrel behind him. He may be different, but God's world is his world, too. And he enjoys all the things that nature has to offer. So being different doesn't mean you're entitled to any less in life than those who are just like others. I'm going to start crying.
Me too. Sure.
There you go, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you even able to express your feelings right now?
No, I'm not. I'm speechless.
That's understandable. We've had that happen before. Do you know who Reggie McDaniel is?
Yes, I do.
You like him?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's bring him in here, then. If you'd said you didn't like him, we wouldn't bring him on. We just eliminated his part. Reggie McDaniel is brought to you by Metro Lighting. I bought things from Metro Lighting. Most people, a lot of people have. They've been around over 30 years. If you haven't been for a while, you're going to love what you find at Metro Lighting. And they got some real good lighting experts to help you, too. Metro Lighting. On the web, MetroLightingCenters.com. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Right. Say hi to our guest, Tuesday guest. His name is Nick.
How you doing, Nick?
Hi, Reggie.
Oh, that's disgusting. You have a movie?
Oh, Nick.
Mm. Oh, Reggie.
Oh, Nick and Reggie.
You better have a movie.
Actually, I don't.
You know what? I knew it. He was stalling.
Mm. I actually don't have a movie, but I'm going to one today. It just don't start until 7 o'clock here, and it's the Amityville Horror.
Oh.
Why redo that? Yeah. Or am I missing something? Maybe.
Well, here's the thing: with today's special effects, all of the old horror movies are being redone.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things that they couldn't do, for instance, like The Exorcist.
No, horror, not horror. Yeah. Horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
Like The Exorcist. When the girl walked downstairs backwards, you know, when the spider walked, they couldn't do it in the original movie because you could see the wires holding her up.
Yeah,
but now, with today's technology, they could take those wires out. So they put that in the movie, and it was scary.
Right. Well, I guess.
All right, the question I always ask, well, you haven't seen it yet. Well, I can't ask you because you haven't seen it. Forget it.
But no, that's on one I had seen. That's on The Exorcist. Yeah. But this movie today is the Amityville Horror. The original was with James Brosnan.
Oh, no.
Remember that one? And yeah. It's based on a true story.
That's what he said.
Mr. Streisand.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's based on a true story about a man who killed his family in a house, and then they sold the house, and the people who moved in only lasted 28 days. And it's a true story.
28 days.
It's documented and everything.
Wait a minute. True.
Yeah.
What do you mean they only lasted? They were killed in 28 days, or they moved out?
Well, I don't want to tell the ending.
Well, I'll just tell you this. I never saw the first one. I guess I'm going to have to see it if I...
In the first one, they left. Didn't they? They all left the house after 28 days.
Like I say, I didn't want to tell the ending because I didn't want to spoil it.
Mm. No, the first one they did, if anything.
I didn't want to spoil it.
True story, Dan. The ending isn't going to change.
Yeah. So you just spoiled it.
I didn't want to spoil it, Dan.
Oh, boy.
Man. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that an old movie? How would he be spoiling it?
Well, yeah,
it
isn't old.
Well, have you seen it, Frank?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan.
You spoiled it.
What's the one where the little girl's looking into the television? Is that...
That's the Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I've never seen that either.
Now, that girl died making the third movie.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff happened.
Yeah, a bunch of people. Everybody in that third movie is dead except for one lady.
What's the one where the deranged guy with a hockey mask... In fact, it was like three guys in hockey masks, and they
would... Here it comes!
And they go on the farms, and they kill all their chickens. The poultry guys.
Okay, now wait. Go back to, was it Poltergeist 3 you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Or that one with that big fat dumb kid. Oh, that's Eon Geist.
Eon is brilliant at what he does. Eon is brilliant, I'll have you know.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Well, this sure was embarrassing because, you know, we have a Tuesday guest, and one of the things he said, I said, what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah.
He said, I can't wait to hear what movie Reggie's going to review.
Yeah.
And then...
sad.
That is sad.
You know, and I felt bad about that, so I almost made up a movie. But I said, no, integrity is the one thing that I've learned from Frank, if nothing else.
I hate integrity.
You know what would be funny one day, and do it straight, is for him to come on and say, I got one for you. I got one for you. It's called Call Me the Wild Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And just start making...
having
people going
four
nuts.
And a half a
yeah. Have people going crazy looking
going,
for
though.
It. Yeah.
I couldn't keep going because I'd start laughing or something. Some kind of way, I know I would give it away.
Hey, next time you don't have a movie, you should do it and try it on us to see if you
can. No,
no, you know what? Don't, because you know who'll get the mail? We'll get the email.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Well,
exactly.
Well,
but I can't keep it going anyway. My mama would call me up and chew me out.
Yeah, your ex-wives told us you couldn't keep it going, too.
Yeah.
They true. That's why they exes.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Got all embarrassing.
Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. How about our guest? All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Dan scared me. Yeah. All right, Dan.
Speaking of scared, wait till tomorrow.
We can't wait.
Bye, Reggie.
Bye-bye, kid.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, the rest of y'all.
Goodbye.
Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Dan.
Try it again there, Nick. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I just said to Terry, I said, where's Karen? He said she's down at the KTRS Weather Center.
Yep, that's
so
where I am.
So let's switch over and turn that mic on. What's going on down there?
Well, thank you, Frank. We now have, from the National Weather Service, a severe thunderstorm warning for St. Louis City and also St. Clair County in Illinois, and those are in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. Back to you.
We have blue skies on the window, don't we?
Well, pretty blue.
Well, but east of us, yeah. I don't think that's the case.
Well, we need some rain.
Mm-hmm.
We got a pretty good dose, though, yesterday, I think. All right, we leave you. You rent your house, you said?
Yes.
All right, this is not for you, then. Unless you're just really nutty and you want to completely remodel the house you don't even own.
That'd be beautiful.
It'd be a nice gesture when you go to move out.
The landlord.
And the landlord comes over to see if you get your damage deposit back. And not only did you not tear the place up, you completely remodeled the kitchen. They would really, you'd get a good recommendation for the next place you go to rent. Callier and Thompson, kitchens and baths, for those of you who are homeowners. And I'd say if you've been in your home, I think 8 to 10 years. 8 to 10 years is about when you start to realize kitchen's kind of dated. We could use some, you know, some of the newer appliances, maybe rearrange things. We've been here long enough now to know I really wish the refrigerator were over here and they'd made the center island bigger and let's move the ovens over there. They do all that. What they did to our place, they gutted it. They floor to ceiling, wall to wall. Rerouted the 220 for the ovens. It was a major, major remodel. But in 3 weeks from the first day they started ripping things out, we had a functioning kitchen. Fourth week, finishing touches put on. Talk to them. They do very comprehensive blueprints. They're on schedule. They're on time. They're on budget. Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Three locations. They have showrooms in West County, South County, and St. Charles County. Callier and Thompson. Nick, you've been a great guest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the stuff from Deerberg's. And for you folks, we'll be back here tomorrow right after 3. Till then, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.